Everyone, welcome to Show Notes Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
We back, baby.
Everyone's Tuesday.
Actually, it's not anymore.
It is still Tuesday.
Yeah, it's still Tuesday.
Fuck you, I got 2 minutes.
Dude, we have 2 minutes till
Wednesday. So you can shove your fucking Wednesday and
have Michael's ass.
You gotta calm down.
Anyways, guys.
Yeah.
How have y'all niggas been?
Pretty shitty.
Good.
I've been pretty great.
You?
I got a monster.
Interesting. What flavor? Even though I picked it up, I didn't know exactly what
Yes,
flavor.
Because you know exactly what kind of monster this is.
Monster, ooh.
It's the flavor that I bought a 12-pack of once.
Which was really delicious.
Okay,
since
everyone.
The last time we casted.
Or a month ago.
I got a whole new console.
Me too.
Me too.
Yup.
I got a new game.
Hey, what'd you get? You had that last time.
I did.
No.
Really?
Yeah, Pokemon wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the 3DS.
Oh, 3DS.
Yeah, so.
So.
I got
hey,
a 2DS.
Stop watching Hotline Miami.
I got a 2DS.
Shut up, you can't say anything about it.
And you still refuse to hold it.
So could this be the handheld episode?
Oh.
There'll be more to talk about than handhelds, though.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about, like, how I hold hands.
And who was phone.
And
oh, sure.
Okay. So, Michael.
So?
You wanted to wait until the show had started.
I'm
gonna read word for word what the internet defines this as, okay?
Alright. Actually,
my attention.
Then, who was phone, usually capitalized, is a catchphrase associated with a subtype of creepypasta stories that are poorly written and unintentionally funny. Most typically seen on redacted's paranormal board, the phrase bears some similarities to other grammatically incorrect memes like I accidentally or how do I shot web.
What?
And here's the origin post, which I remember straight up. So you're with your honey and you're making out when the phone rings. You answer it in the voices, what are you doing with my daughter? You tell your girl, and she say, my dad is dead. Then who was phone?
So, Michael, you can't answer.
So, who was phone, dude?
I don't...
Why is this a...
Why is that a thing?
Because
the internet?
Because it was written like this.
So,
you're...
and you... I like how it's like, and you are, is just with the Y.
Yeah.
Making out when the phone rings.
Riggins.
Riggins.
You answer.
You.
And the VLC.
In the WAS.
Is what are you doing?
What are you doing?
With my daughter.
Daughter, perfectly spelled. You tell your girl, and she say, my dad is dead, did. Then who was phone? Oh, that whole sentence spelled perfectly fine. Well, there you go, Armando.
Now do you understand? No, you didn't answer his question.
Oh. I don't know. Like,
Michael,
I don't
that
know.
Was in, what, March?
Now you're just a part of... Now
March
you're part
of 2008.
Yeah, March 28th, 2008.
It's and you been were 5 years and nobody can answer that.
Ah, it's fucking stupid.
It was obviously the creeper.
Jeepers.
I bet it was the girlfriend.
No.
Where'd you get those jeepers?
You gotta... Alright, so what are we starting with?
Pokemon.
I don't know shit about Pokemon.
Really?
No, well, exactly. I don't either. Because
this is perfect. We have someone to talk to about.
What I've been wanting to say is this new gen of Pokemon is the perfect Pokemon for someone who got tired of it and hasn't seriously played a Pokemon game since Silver.
But I never played any.
I don't even know what that was.
Fuck,
I don't think you knew what it was, but I think you understood it.
Yeah.
Especially my DS. But carefully.
So you don't make so much noise.
Oh, it's okay.
Alright, cool.
You're serious.
It's are you okay serious? If you don't miss it.
God damn it, dude.
Serious?
Shit, piss me off. Seriously.
There's gonna be 2 days of not friendship in the year.
Oh,
down.
Yeah, huh?
It's getting pretty close. Yep. Like,
when was the last
May 15th?
May 15th. How does he remember?
Because I always remember. Wait, that
why do we stop being friends?
Why do we stop being
friends? Oh, because of Pokemon Stadium, right?
Because I think it was Black Ops.
No, it was Pokemon Stadium.
It was Pokemon Stadium, yeah. May 15th.
There's Jigaboos and you guys smash his shit.
You guys, hey audience, you remember that, right? Oh wait, no, you don't, because you never, even though you saw it. Because
you never niggas saw it.
There's a lot of people did.
Dude, yeah, us.
Yeah, we saw it multiple
times. I still
want
to see the Black Ops video.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for
it. It's on my computer.
Yeah. Just send me the link. To it being
I'll just put it on YouTube. It's such a simple thing. I just need to sync up the audio and the video, and it's good to go.
Okay, so Twitch, your Pokemon experience. Which one of the new two did you buy?
I bought X.
X.
I got X because it's the blue one. And so because I got the red 2DS and always go with the fire starter, it made sense to get the blue one.
That thing is disgusting.
Sounds pretty logical.
No, it's not.
That thing.
Oh, also, guys.
Oh, okay, look.
If you think the 2DS is dumb,
you haven't held it.
You haven't held one. And you're probably friends with me.
Holding it is nothing.
You haven't even held it.
It's everything.
Like, holding it
Let me hold it one more time.
What does it matter? Like,
God, you know, I think just
because I'm
holding this makes me want to experience Pokemon. Holding this makes me want to experience every other game that's been on this
game. Dude, that I haven't seen. It's literally the exact same thing as holding a,
like a GBA. Dude,
it feels so good in advance.
It's
holding
a fucking square compared to a fucking, oh, an advance. Which is so weird because Michael like slammed the shit out of the advance.
Nigga, I had an advance. I never had an SP. And that was a square. So shut up.
Yeah, the SP was a square.
And honestly, I've never liked any handheld that like folded over. Just like personal preference.
The clamshell design. The only thing, Twitch.
I don't like that because
a pet peeve for this.
You can't put it in your pocket.
No,
what?
That the home button, not the button itself, but the little icon. God damn it, James! Stop standing it on the table.
I can't, dude. Like, I need my phone like this.
Why don't you just get away from the table?
The only thing.
Where am I gonna stand my phone?
The only thing
on the floor.
What do you mean? Where are you gonna
stand your phone? The only thing that bothers me.
I apologize
about Twitch is that the home button, the little icon, it was like painted onto the button, like only like very slightly slanted, and as someone that.
No, actually, the entire button is a little.
The entire button is like.
Oh, now that I'm looking at it, it's even worse.
That's what I thought you guys were talking about at first. Because when I first looked at it, I was like,
yeah, like the button is just in there at a slight angle.
If I had one like this, I'd probably just not look at that. I'd put like some black tape over it.
Oh my god, really? Does this go along with
your
obsessive trophy sinking?
Is that what you meant the last time?
No.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
We were talking about chips and you brought it up, like, does it help with your trophy sinking? I'm like, I don't even understand. I don't know. But anyways, the system is awesome. That's what I'm saying. It feels so good to hold.
Yeah.
The R and L1 buttons. Oh.
Did you say the R and L1 buttons?
Yeah, R and L1 button. Yeah.
No, there's only one L. Like, you can only say L1 if there's another, like, there's an L2.
No.
Oh, did I say L1? I mean, the R and L buttons are great.
Thank you.
Sorry about saying
L1. Yeah.
L1 is, like, Sony.
Oh, it's so good to hold.
To further justify my purchase of a 2DS, I have...
Just hold it.
A 3DS. A basic-ass 3DS, but the top screen's broken, and because it's got that 3D filter behind it, it's really hard to fix and replace. And... Well, the 2DS is super cheap, and on top of that, it's exactly what I wanted, which is an XL Lite, a handheld design that feels exactly like the XL does, because it feels way better than the original 3DS, but smaller, because I do not like the size of the XL. I honestly feel like, but pass me yours. This is disgusting.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
How could you complain about the size and shape of this when this is half of the size?
Well, that's alright, because yours is all square and ugly. And mine's nice and rectangular.
Look at this.
How do you see anything on that tiny
The 3DS XL isn't even affordable.
My screen is as big as your fucking system.
Exactly.
That's it. I enjoy both of them.
I do too. No,
I like this one just because the screen is nice and big. But I like this one because it just feels right.
So if they made like a 2DS XL?
No.
No.
My problem with this is because the screen is so big and they did nothing to increase the resolution of the screen, everything is just stretched out that much more.
Well, I guess because I only played Pokemon on it. Like, I didn't really don't notice. Yeah. Like, well, like,
this is disgusting.
Because I played it on, I played it on Ricky's 3DS.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
I played it on Ricky's 3DS, and it's just like, I asked myself the same thing. Like, how do you see anything on this tiny little screen?
Wait. One thing I really like about the 2DS is the sleep function.
Oh, it's so great. Instead of folding it closed and it goes into sleep mode, it has a little switch, and you just flip it, and it automatically goes to sleep.
Oh, this is, I keep trying to, like, turn on 3D.
See, right?
Dude, that's just out of habit. Like, I've had a 3DS
like I said, when I first grabbed it, I was like, okay, it's a 2DS, so there's no 3D function. And then as soon as I started the game, I was like, when does the 3D kick in?
I still think that the 2DS is great.
It is great.
Amidst, like, all my, like, initial thoughts of, like, it was gonna
be I thought it was, like, when I first saw it, I thought it was gonna look like that.
Longer.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be
closer in size to this.
Like standing up just like that. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought it was gonna look like. I was gonna be, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it and I was like,
Don't get me wrong, but holding the 3DS.
It's actually a better proportion size than it being super long and slightly thinner.
I like how heavy the 3DS XL is. I like that. I like that it has weight.
How could you like things that are counter to portability in a portable?
Oh, cause like I don't look at these like portables. I mean, I'm not gonna take
them. What?
Cause I mean, look at this, dude. It's like practically a fucking like a mini tablet. Look at the size of that screen.
Thank you.
Yeah. You wouldn't, I don't think
See, you're saying the screen size is a good thing. He's saying it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's disgusting. I'm just saying...
Like, they did nothing to improve upon it.
If I had the choice of two sizes, the same resolution on each, I'm always going to go with the smaller size. Because higher pixel density, better picture.
I'm not laughing at you because you're wrong or anything. Just like, I love the way you explain it.
Yep.
I'm still probably going to buy the 3DS XL.
You should, dude.
Not for me.
The 3DS XL matches.
If I get myself one, that's going to be a fucking 2DS. Just so I can play, like, what Mario Kart.
True words are spoken.
New Super Mario Bros. 2 and shit. No.
New Super Mario Bros. 2?
The one with the gold.
Why would you play New Super Mario Bros.? It's not that great of a Mario game.
I don't know. I just want to play Mario World 3D Land or whatever the fuck.
Super Mario 3D Land
World.
Oh, what the fuck?
Super Mario 3D World.
That game looks so fun. I want to play with you guys and then get mad at you guys. Mm-hmm. It's only Nintendo games where I cuss like the worst person ever.
It's so simple.
I can't get over how great some of the things about the 2DS are.
Like the way your hands fit around it?
Like the fact that it's thinner at the bottom and then sort of wedges out at the top.
So that in case you ever have to like pry your door open,
yeah,
you could just slide it in there.
So now you just
use it's in case you ever have an uncut loaf of bread.
Why would you just use a doorstop?
Please tell me I showed you that, Michael.
What?
The thing which I found.
The dumbest thing.
What'd you guys find? Like, it was on a thread on an undisclosed website we'll not talk about. And it was like stupidest GIF. Actually, it was just GIF. Or infomercial GIFs, huh?
Yeah.
And then
infomercial GIF.
It was like one for like a sharpening tool. And, like, the way they were trying to, like, get you to buy it was they were using, like, a doorstop.
What the fuck?
To cut a loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it,
man. Hatchet job. Like, you can fucking cut better with your head.
Yeah. You might as well just rip the bread apart.
Is it like that picture, like, that where, like, it's an entire loaf of bread but not cut? Mm-hmm. Only at the middle? And it's made into a sandwich? You know what, right? That picture is so great. Because it's like Ricky.
Yeah, because that's like Ricky.
That's like something slap, like just like something Ricky would do. Just like, oh,
but back to Pokemon.
Okay. For someone who doesn't enjoy Pokemon for really specific reasons, the biggest of which was that I didn't feel any of the games had like changed enough to be worth playing again. X actually feels like a really big change, having not seriously played a game until since Silver, because I played a little bit of. If not every gen, like every other gen since then. And I always just stop because I get bored.
Didn't you get Black 2?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Black 2. And then I stopped in that because it fell into that same rut of...
That's what I felt during my run of Black.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, I got to the Pokemon League and I was like, just don't play anymore. Yeah. Like, and there was still like a whole other section of the map I had yet to see and I was just like, just don't play anymore. Like, yeah, like I felt like I got there. You're watching it, aren't you?
Oh, man.
But yeah, I feel like there are so many little things that are new in X that...
Oh, shit.
That make it so easy to sink your time into. It's ridiculously easy to enjoy the monotonous in between sections of Pokemon.
Whoops, I completely forgot.
Being what? Like the
You mean like the routes?
Yeah, well, I guess prepping in between events, more or less. Whether it be like rival battles or like the gym or like the whole end game of catching everything. But even that, every time I get to that in every Pokemon game, I cut short as soon as I get the 100 or 200 or so that I'm really happy with, and then don't want to get the rest of them because I would only be catching them to fill out the Pokedex.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking Pokemon X and Y, they specifically make things entertaining that were super tedious and completely unnecessary before, like managing the emotion of your Pokemon or EV training.
You can totally do that, like, little minigame-wise.
Yeah. Which is great. It's way less ridiculous than EV training being this thing that people sort of happened upon in previous games.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Like, how do you... Yeah,
like a typhoon of fucking noise, right?
No, I didn't drop them for
you. You know.
Like, I never really even understood how you EV trained beforehand. I just knew that it was a thing that was incredibly time-consuming.
It was, only because, like, you had to worry about, like, power points on moves and, like, the levels of the Pokemon that you're battling. But no, like, if you can understand it simple enough, it's just, like, the Pokemon that you have to EV train against is just, like, it excels in a certain stat. So, like... Like, I'll always go back to Platinum, because that was the one game where I, like, fucking EV trained the shit out of everything. Like, Golducks, like, they excel in special attack. Nobody uses them competitively, because, like,
come on.
Golduck thinks like a dick.
Okay, so.
More like Gold Dick.
That makes sense. If you wanna raise a specific stat, you fight a whole bunch of a specific Pokemon.
Yeah, a specific Pokemon that excels in that stat.
Is that what EV training is?
That's exactly what EV training is. And EV stands for, like, effort values. I'm not gonna get into this, because, like,
yeah.
Fuck no.
But what it is in X and Y now is a minigame you play on the touchscreen.
It's like soccer!
Yeah. You play soccer, and I guess the specific rules vary depending on the stat you're training for.
Yeah.
But it's essentially just holding shots and charging up shots and trying to maximize your points. It's a soccer minigame where you have to hit the targets and get as high a score you possibly can in the shortest amount of time.
And then you're awarded with training bags that, like, give you varying stats.
Yeah, so...
Stat boosting.
So by, like, playing the defense, like, training game, you beat that, and then you get a defense boost, and then you'll get a defense training bag, so you could give that to any of the Pokemon in your party so they could train away at it.
Alright, so that would be really cool. Like, it's a really cool function of the lower screen.
Alright, so, like... Me, I like Pokemon, I like it, but I've never played a game, ever. I've had opportunities, I've had buys,
so I can say, like you like, but like, the art style.
I would absolutely say X and Y would be the best place to start outside of maybe, like, Soul Silver.
I was gonna say Soul Silver, Heart Gold would probably be the best place to start for anybody.
At the same time,
Heart Silver and Soul Gold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heart really? Silver and Soul Gold.
I think anybody who has never played a Pokemon game before, or has, like, hasn't played a game since Silver or, like, fucking Blue or Yellow, I think they should start at Silver.
Soul Silver. The reason why I say X and Y over Silver and Gold is because they didn't do anything to really change.
It's like the same formula.
Yeah, they didn't do anything to really change the game. They just brought in the things that had been added it since Silver.
Yeah.
But even that wasn't as... There has never been a jump in games anywhere as big between maybe, like, Blue, Yellow to Silver and Gold.
You know what would be cool if they had Missing No in this game?
A bug? They intentionally put in another bug in the game?
Like, when do I get to go to Cinnabar?
It's never gonna happen.
Stop doing it!
Yeah, it's never gonna happen.
I'm trying to catch shit on Cassie, like, jackass. You know, yeah, see, that's exactly, like...
Twitchy twist. Oh, that's David.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to my boy David
Anderson. Like, yeah, remember when we were first experiencing it? And, like, we were just fighting, like, shut the fuck up!
Shout out to my boy Ricky.
You mean the him right here next to you?
Yeah.
You remember when we first you remember when we first playing it, and then like we just like finally all the little tweaks and stuff.
Wait, in X and Y?
Yeah.
You mean like the best thing that has happened to Pokemon since it was invented?
Pikachu. Oh yeah, Pikachu's like the only nigga yeah. that has his own fucking special card.
When I heard that, I was.
He also only has the
so.
He also only
I didn't
has
know
the
what to
special
think.
Fate. And then like, I still don't understand that capturing thing. The whole one-shake catch.
What? What?
Yeah, yeah, like, there's times where you, like, throw a Pokeball, and it catches them, and then, like, it'll, you know how it shakes, like, over
three times?
Time? Well, it shakes once, and then it's already caught.
Oh. Also,
I always thought it was just, like, because the Pokemon's so weak, it doesn't even want to fight
anymore. Like, I think, like, the catching
yeah, like,
was off in this game.
I thought that maybe that was the equal of getting, like, a critical hit, but with the Pokeball. It's like your capture rate was a critical.
See, so like, I think like the capturing like formula is off in this game because like I think in Y specifically because Ricky told me how hard it was to catch Xerneas. I'm like,
it really wasn't. Oh, Xerneas was a bitch.
Xerneas like, from Ricky's like what he told me like Xerneas was a motherfucker.
Paralyzed with like 2 HP, fucking Ultra Balls, and it was just like
bringing on the first one. And then see Yveltal like. I didn't really spam him. I spammed him. Just fucking paralyzed him, and he never got a hit off, so I didn't know what his moveset was. But like, the first repeat ball. I had never seen a fucking Yveltal before. Repeat ball. Got him. First one. To get home.
But yeah, Michael. Yeah. To go back to your question, if you were wondering what Pokemon game to play, if you liked it, but had never really played a game, fucking play X and Y. X or Y.
You play both like me.
It'd be dumb to play both. Don't play both.
I'd probably just like get it and then like play it a little bit and then just have like Jessica rewrite the save and be like, alright, it's time for me to play it for actually understandable. I'll just go back to playing the Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah. Okay, let's get away from Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, but it's such a good game.
What are you talking about? Like, we've been talking about it this entire time.
Alright, we need to put Dragon's Dogma aside. Alright, we're still on Pokemon, okay? Oh, no, see, and then like moves, oh my god. The moves, animations look so...
Just the animations in general.
Like, they rival,
you know,
like console-based Pokemon games.
Because every console-based Pokemon game has never progressed more than Pokemon stands still and then moves and then his attack comes out.
That's exactly what it's like.
See, wow. Well, like,
but yeah,
you never saw PBR. Huh?
What's really weird about X and Y?
PBR.
What?
Yeah, Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Oh,
like, did you ever see gameplay for that?
No, I didn't.
That was Pokemon Stadium. Fuck no, dude. Like,
I love this one.
Just fucking blue Pokemon Stadium out of the water. Like, battle animations and that, like, incredible. Fucking like,
I would assume so if it was a Pokemon
and it's on
Stadium
the Wii.
Game that came out on the Wii.
That's awesome.
Oh, you want to know what the best part about Pokemon X and Y is?
So.
A dynamic camera. You have no idea how much that changes the base game.
Except in Lumiose. Oh my god,
Lumiose
is fucking annoying.
I hate Lumiose City.
I wish they would have locked the camera.
It was my one problem with this game, was just that whole city.
Was just walking through that
city. I think anybody who, prior to the update,
and then, like,
I think Lumiose was just the bane of fucking Pokemon.
No, just, but like,
save, delete save, I'm like, cool. Cool.
Oh yeah, there was a launch bug to where if you saved in that city, your save would be deleted.
There was a chance that it would be deleted. Yeah.
But see, like, the cool thing was that I hated that place so much that, like, from the second I set foot in it, I was like, how do I get out of here? It's like, the second I got out of there, I was like, save.
Yeah, fuck no, in other cities that I'll explore, I go to every house, and Lumiose, I was just like, I need to go here, okay, I'm up.
And then the worst thing about Lumiose City, like, they make it so hard to get by, but they're like, oh, you know, just use a taxi. And then I was like, okay, yeah, I'll just use a taxi. And they're just like, oh, the flat rate is like 750 Pokédollars. And I was like, okay. And then, like, we get there and they're like, okay, that'll be 5,719 Pokédollars. And I was like, yeah, you're on fucking crack, dude. I'm not paying anything. We were right there.
I'll fucking walk.
And you, like, drove me over here. This is about dumb there.
No, see, here's the thing. Is like, I almost took a taxi to, what is it? Lumiose Station? So I didn't take a taxi to Lumiose Station. Instead, I walked like 6 feet that way, and then I found Lumiose Station.
Right.
Come on.
Okay. So,
James, stop going outside.
Team-wise, Ricky, what did you think of the starters?
The starters, I've gotten two so far. I've gotten Chespin, which is the grass Pokemon, and Froakie, the frog one.
with
Fennekin?
No, I haven't gotten Fennekin, only because, like, what I want to do is I want to trade my save file from X onto Y, like, all my Pokemon that I have, that I care about, and then start over and just have, like, just an entire fire Pokemon. Since, like, you get the special Torchic, the starter you get is a Fennekin, and then later on you get to choose from, like,
the original three.
Spoiler. You get to choose from the original three.
It's not even a late game thing.
Yeah, like you get it at level 10.
Yeah, as soon as you're introduced to the game's professor, you get to choose a second starter.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and a starter from the original three.
So in X, like I had a really hard time like deciding my team because since it was my first time playing through it. Well, I had Chespin. He was my starter, which was the grass one. And then I had the little firebird thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like the starter, well, I got the Torchic and I was like, oh, but I don't want to keep the Torchic because like, I want to try the new Pokemon. So then I also got a Squirtle, but then I was like, but I want a water type like this gen. So I like got rid of that thing. So like, for the longest time, my entire team composed of like Chespin and that flying thing. But, Chespin, I think, is probably going to end up being my least favorite of the starters, even though it was my first one, because fucking Froakie is just so cool. He's a fucking frog ninja.
Yeah, see, and I've only started one, because I'm not a madman. But I chose Fennekin, and I was really...
Fennekin looks like Dova.
I was really unimpressed, like, with it, to the point where up until it evolved and got to, like, maybe level 20... I had completely lost interest in using it, so my starter actually just became, like, the second tier of my party, and...
Now you have a level 22 Beedrill.
Yes, and now I have a level 22 Beedrill. Well, this is entirely justified. I had my starter, and I was like, yada-da-da-da, I'm starting a Pokemon game. The first thing I run into in the wild is a Weedle, and... Instantly, I know what I must do. So I catch that wheel, and foreseeing 5 hours into the future, I name it Spiral Knight. Because his drill is the drill that will pierce the heavens.
I remember he messaged me that show, like, God, what?
Mm-hmm. So, Beedrill is, like, even now my intentional main. But, like, just through, like, the types that you encounter, my party has leveled to the point where, like, I have unintentionally stronger Pokemon. Like, a Pichu that, I guess because I never treated special, stayed a Pichu until level 20. And then at level 20, finally decided, I guess I'll be a Pikachu now. So I have the strongest Pichu on Earth. But let it be known that I got this Pichu through this new system they added to the game called Wonder Trading. Yeah. Michael, and I think you'll be into this. So, because the 3DS is way more, I guess, online-oriented than the DS was, there are way cooler, like, online systems in X and Y. Like, it's way easier to keep track of people you've traded with, and you build, like, acquaintance lists, which is just people you've traded with, and then an actual friends list of online people. And on top of that, you can wonder trade Pokemon, which is, like...
Wonder trade?
Yeah, which is, like, a Pokemon blind trade. So you pick a Pokemon that you want to trade off to somebody... And you just randomly toss it out into the internet. Somebody else that happens to be wonder trading at the same time will swap with you. So you'll get a random Pokemon back from a random person online.
And so with 2 hours into the game, Twitch had a level 35 Gengar.
So you can get like the most OP.
Yeah, like didn't you tell me that James got something crazy?
Yeah, I can't remember what James got. We both got some
pretty... He got, like, a Japanese shiny Squirtle or something.
No, I got some Japanese fucking weird-ass Pokemon. And, like, the weird thing is, like, I got it, and I was like, oh, it's Japanese. So, like, I traded him, but, like, it shows you its stats, and then, like, in the top right corner, like, in purple letters, like, it just has a JPN, and I was like, it fucking knows. It knows where it comes from.
Yeah. Which I think is really cool.
Apparently, there's, like, Japanese,
European, right?
Yeah, and then like German. You can get German Pokemon, which I think are just superior to. And then they all max out and attack the second they're born.
But yeah, let it be known that my Pichu, I raised from the ground up. Because I got it in a wonder trade, like straight out of a hatch. So it was at level 1. So I got to train it, like, from the base. So I expect that Pikachu to be pretty
best
okay.
Pikachu ever.
Yeah, pretty okay until it just becomes a middling Pokemon like all Pikachu are.
Or did you just evolve?
Just doesn't have a Thunderstone yet.
Yeah. We're talking about how great Wonder Trading is.
Oh, yeah.
There was a day...
The first day we got it. First, like, what? 20, 30 minutes?
Fuck no, first, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
First day was just Wonder Trading.
And, like, what I was doing is I was just, like, circulating the Pokemon. Like, they'd send me one, and then I'd be like, okay, you go out now.
Yeah.
And then the one that I trained with him, like, I'd get in and be like, okay, now you go out.
And then it's getting, like, you send, like, a cool Pokemon, Ricky is doing it, he's just using it for Pokedex data. So he'd get, like, some coins, he's like, oh, like, so, you know, I'm just gonna send it away. But something shitty.
Just get fucking bundled, dude.
So, like, with the right chances, instead of having to deal with that whole trope of the Pokemon games where you have to build your team around what's available to you as you progress, you could just wonder trade until you have the starting team that you want, assuming that they're all within your control range.
And if you want to go even further than that, you can just get the Pokemon you want, and then get to a daycare, and then go leave them there, and then let them do their Poke thing, and then eventually get your egg, and then you hatch the egg, and then you train the egg. And that way it's yours.
Well, you don't train the egg.
Yeah. Oh, you train that egg.
Well, you carry the egg around until it hatches.
Until it turns into the Togepi.
Yeah.
The worst fucking thing.
Dude, Togepi was a shit.
So Togepi's a fairy type now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty, they should have just eliminated normal. It pisses me off that they're just like, oh, suddenly they're a fairy type. We didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit, you did.
Yeah, like the whole mega evolution thing.
You fucking set me up, didn't you, Oak?
There's something story-wise that don't make sense, but absolutely makes sense for making a more interesting Pokemon game.
Like Mega Evolution.
Dude,
my boys again.
They're like a Super Saiyan state for Pokemon in their highest level.
Super.
Yeah.
Saiyan was just the acting on top of
it. You just can't use it more than once in one battle.
Yeah, like you can only Mega Evolve one Pokemon per one battle. So like you can have a team of like Mega Evolutions, but you can only Mega Evolve one. But like I only need the one. Like my Y team.
And only their final form? Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, fucking, like, they have
you can't Mega Evolve a Squirtle.
And they were they
But
had,
you
like,
can Mega Evolve a Blastoise.
Was it just a tank?
It gets giant ass handguns. Yeah. It gets hand cannons.
You're fucking weird.
No, like, he literally has, like, a cannon coming out of here and here, and then, like, little
Which
shells on
his completely justifies my logic that has held since Red and Blue, that if you never chose Squirtle, you were dumb, because what's better than a turtle with guns coming out of it?
He's got
well,
a little
it turns
water
out
gun.
What's better is a turtle with more guns coming out of it.
And then, like, the thing is, like, Mega Evolutions give you, like, more abilities?
Yeah.
I don't remember what fucking Mega Blastoise is.
Yeah.
I know Mega Gengar gets... He switches from Levitate to Shadow Tag.
There's a Mega Gengar?
Dude, yeah, dude, you haven't seen it?
It's
fucking
crazy.
Love him.
I'm
like,
so ready.
Mega Evolution has, like, different things. Like, for all, it, like, boosts, their, like, some stats.
Yeah.
But, like Gyarados, when you Mega Evolve a Gyarados, it turns into Water Dark.
And this means nothing to someone who... is even now still trying to figure out the type balance.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, it switches the
normal
types.
Normal is against fairy,
but he's like the only one, isn't he? All the other ones,
well,
like, keep their...
Yeah, I think so, but, like, Gengar switches its abilities, my Blaziken just becomes so fucking badass.
Oh, well, like, we'd have to see, like, what a regular Blaziken
like,
gets.
That Blaziken got, like, so fucking OP.
I'm still looking for an Ampharos, dude.
Yeah. But, like, the thing was, like, I was trying so hard to, like, make sure that my starter was, like, the strongest one, like, my best Titan one. That fucking Blaziken just tore through its shit. The second it got, like, the Blazikenite, which is the stone that it has to hold, because they also have to hold a stone.
That's specific to that Pokemon.
And so, like, got it, started Mega Evolve, Sky Uppercutting, nothing lived.
I'm still looking for an Ampharos. I still want a mega fucking beautiful flowing hair Ampharos.
I still want to catch an Abra.
Can I, like, a Mega Evolve a Cubone?
Oh, there's a Mega Alakazam.
What's the final evolution of Cubone, James?
Oh, man.
What the fuck? I don't remember that.
You don't know?
Wait, what?
Wouldn't that be like the most OP psychic type?
You mean when he remained the most OP Pokemon in the history of Pokemon? I'm
97% sure it was maybe Alakazam. He's like Alakazam. Sitting down, like meditation style, and he's just like...
Fucking Alakazam's been OP since Red, Blue, and Yellow.
What's the final evolution to Cubone?
Marowak.
Is he gonna make a
No. Kangaskhan no. does them. Mega Kangas bitch.
And you know what it is? Like, the little baby just comes out.
Yeah. I think it's even.
Evolution.
It makes sense. He's like, son, you're gonna have to get out of here. Some shit's about to hit the fan.
No, you know who's always fucking awesome? Who is it? Houndooms.
Who's he?
No, is it Mega Alakazam?
It's Mega Alakazam.
Dude, Mega Houndoom looks like the shit.
He's he looks fucking cool. It's like Santa Claus.
He looks like the Ice King with his, like, I mean, his nose kind of lost everybody in here.
Yeah.
What's it? It's a female, level 16.
Nice catch.
So I'm assuming you get to Kotaku. Can you just Mega Evolve as soon as...
Well, they need the stone.
Okay, but, so there's no, like... There's no story thing stopping you from...
There is.
Oh, okay.
You have to get to a certain town.
Oh my god, dude. Mega Pinsir.
Once you get to that town, you get this thing called the Mega Ring?
The Mega Ring, yeah.
Which is just a fucking, like, a bracelet, which makes no sense.
Yeah, oh, it's a ring.
It's so that you could Digivolve.
Yeah. Digimon are so,
like,
the champions.
They even give you, like, a Pokemon that Mega Evolves. I won't disclose which one. It's only Lucario.
Yes. Dude, Magic like, Trick looks dumb.
This Lucario wants to, like, be your friend. And then Lucario's just like, come on, let's beat the shit out of this thing. So you, like...
Oh, that Lucario. I thought that Lucario just wanted to fight me.
No, it wants to be your
so
friend.
So Twitch like, fucking ripped.
You know, like, that makes sense.
I walked out the gate... And then he just rushes up at me and stares at my face, and I'm like, what's up? You're gonna bring it? So, like, hand at the Beedrill, ready.
Hand at the Beedrill.
Even though that Lucario would smoke fucking Beedrill shit. Pursuit. Power up punch.
Oh my god, dude, power up punch? What the fuck? Really?
I don't know. Oh, Mega Garchomp?
Because he wasn't OP as weenies. Oh, look at it. Here, Twitch.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the Mega Gengar.
Okay.
The Mega Gengar.
Okay. I think my final team is starting to come together.
Oh my god, Mega
six Gengars.
Scary as hell.
Oh, he looks fucking sick.
Yeah, he does.
Six Gengars and a Gyarados.
In fact, less than... Dude, that hair. Last time I was playing, I was like, Ricky saw me training.
Mega Tyranitar.
And every time I'd send out Gengar, I'd just Mega Evolve him. Like, for a little Pokemon. And Ricky's like, you don't always have to Mega Evolve him.
Yes, you do.
Nonsense, you do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, Mega Charizard X and Mega Charizard.
Okay, how do X and Y forms work?
I know for Charizard, and I know it's one for Charizard and one for Mewtwo. There's a Charizardite X and Charizardite Y. And there's Mewtwoite X and Mewtwoite Y. And all it does is, like, whichever stone they're holding, they turn into a different form, and it has different effects on it.
Okay. That's...
Wait, so...
That's way more simple and boring than I wanted it to be.
What would you want it to be?
Huh?
I
was thinking that because they made EV training something so accessible that, like, by having specific, like...
Stats,
it would have a different form.
A stat spread?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Mega Blasters.
Yeah, see, he's literally got headcanons. The thing is, like,
I was trying to find a Charizardite.
Like, essentially.
I found it, and the guy was like, yeah, I'll totally give it to you, and I was like, sweet! And he was like, for $1 million Poké Dollars.
Yeah, you fucking
do. I was like, yeah, why don't you suck one? A time machine costs like 20.
What the fuck?
I was gonna talk, in terms of Pokemon, but not necessarily X and Y.
What is he looking at?
Dude, that should be the album art for the bot. Like, just put that as the...
Oh, you have to send that to me.
Dave, look at that.
Yeah, I see that. I didn't know that.
Oh. You'll see. You'll all see.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but for the sake of time, it's been almost 45 minutes that we talked about Pokemon.
I like this. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my eyes. Oh man, so what are we gonna talk about next?
So,
wait, we still need to talk about Pokemon.
Well, what else do you want to...
One last piece of news that I haven't played Dragon's Dogma. Oh, that's my guy. Oh,
God, he looks like a fucking Bruce Lee. Oh, well,
I hate Fairy Tail.
What? The last thing that I was reading while back, like, on my phone, you get, like, random news about random things. And, the maker of Pokemon was saying that, like, he would hope that the next generation would
come out on consoles.
No. He was just saying he would want to revert it back to simpler things.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Just re-release.
But see, the only thing I read was the next generation, and I was like, there's more?
Well, of course. Pokemon makes money. They don't, want to stop making money.
I don't want them to stop making money. I'll keep paying them.
Yeah.
I'll buy the next generation.
That sounds kind of shitty, though.
They're gonna remake. This honestly sounds like the most... Like, even playing it, this is the most
there's no
involving Pokemon game.
That looks cool though.
By far, right?
This, and this.
Just, like, on their face, X and Y are the most, like, involved Pokemon games.
Definitely.
There's just so much to do. And, like, so much more to mess with, and so much more that's actually entertaining as opposed to necessary. I used to hate the idea of, you know, evenly grinding out my entire team.
But now
it's such a simple thing to do.
Oh, yeah, huh? Okay. Yeah, like that XP share is not just an item to hold, it's a key item that you can turn on and off.
Oh, man, I can't wait till I get this one.
Which one? What is it?
Is it Mega Levy?
No, obviously.
Yeah. It's Armadrillo.
Potentially kicking things. Oh, well, I don't know. I just hate Fairy Tail.
My issues about Pokemon still sort of stand. I still think that...
Oh, that's great.
There are messages that are unnecessary. I'm still sometimes a little bugged by how slow a battle can be just because of the text.
Oh, okay. Just turn the text speed up?
I started up the game. First thing I did is set everything to fastest. But I would do without the critical hit message or, oh, it's super effective as a separate, like, the attack goes through and then text goes through and then, like, it goes to the next box and then that says, oh, it's super effective.
What game was it that, like, it would do that when it, like, during the move?
What?
There was a Pokemon game that would, like, if they hit him and it was super effective, like, while it was doing damage, it, like, it'd pop up.
Like, I think that's unnecessarily slow. It literally doubles the amount of time you spend playing the game.
There's times, yeah, like, I'll OKO Pokemon, and then, like, it kills it, it's like, it's super effective. Mm-hmm. It was a critical hit. I'm just like, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I know what you mean now.
Or, like, maybe if they wanted that to be there, because there's so much high-level shit already in this game, why don't they just have a option in there that sort of takes away all the text if you're, like, a high level, and they replace it with, like, little annotations. Like a star or something when it's a critical
super
hit. Yeah. Or, like, red over blue when it's super effective or something like that.
Ah, yeah.
So that if you're gonna sit down and grind, you're gonna just be grinding and not have to sit through, like, the extra time. See, that's when Pokemon will be great, when they take out all the turn-based parts of battle, and you're essentially just like sitting there, like grinding it out.
Yeah.
Meters are always building. I thought about how interesting it would be.
And then you're just unleashing bars of meter upon the other Pokemon's soul.
Yeah, like, I was actually thinking about how interesting it would be if they found the perfect way to balance Pokemon into, like, an active time battle system that was sort of dependent on the Pokemon speed stat, so that instead of having to take turns in a fight, your Pokemon could fight your Pokemon can make a move as often as its, like, turn meter filled up, and that was determined by speed.
Oh, but like they would, because then you'd
have
fucking Alakazam just psychic.
But yeah, exactly. And at that point, they'd have to completely rebalance Pokemon that weren't high on speed to be, like, incredibly high on HP or defense or something. So, like, then it'd be viable to build a tank. But I honestly feel like if the emphasis of your training isn't getting a high-speed Pokemon, then you're kind of doing it wrong.
Hell no. Sweet team sweepers.
Pokemon.
Yeah, that's Pokemon. What else is everyone playing? Ricky got a Vita.
I got a Vita!
Ricky got my Vita.
I got Twitch's Verder!
I ostensibly traded my Vita for a 2DS. That's right, fuck you, Vidya Games. I'm all on Nintendo now.
Vidya Games.
You said it wrong.
How are you supposed to say it?
No way. It's a Jogo.
Well, guys, I got a Vita. Look at this. Is what it looks like.
It looks like a PSP with two sticks.
Yeah, it's glorious. I've been wanting to get one since they came out. Like what, two?
Yes,
2 years ago.
No, Vitas are like barely a year old. Maybe going on a year and a half.
2 years.
Push. A year and a half.
Get your shit straight.
A year and a half.
Okay, well, a year and a half to 2 years ago, yeah, they announced the greatest handheld console ever.
Your goddamn the 2DS.
Damn, play those 2 years out. And then,
no.
Like 2 years later, I actually got one from Twitch, the handsome devil.
I mean, he's pretty disgusting.
And then, you know, the first thing I did, well, I'm not sure if I told you guys about this, but a while back, there was a little, tiny, you know, just tiny, tiny game studio called Insomniac.
And rest in peace.
They started coming out with this really awesome franchise that I was really happy with.
Ratchet and Clank?
Anyway. The other R. Resistance.
Rayman?
Rock Band. Oh, Rock Band. So I started playing the Resistance games. Like, from the second they were released, the Resistance 1 was a PS3 launch game.
Yeah.
So I got it with my PS3, I passed the shit out of it, it was awesome. Got Resistance 2, I passed the shit out of it, it was really fucking awesome. Got Resistance Retribution, which was
for
the PSP, just because I wanted to know everything there was about that.
That must have been a really weird game.
It was, but it was, I enjoyed it. Like, it had a really cool story. The combat was meh. But it was just a PSP game. And then Resistance 3 came out, and I almost killed myself because it was...
No.
Because it was the best game in the series, and you couldn't stand how great it was.
Okay, so like straight up, Resistance 3, I was there with it and played the whole thing. Everybody.
I still don't understand how you could have this... I mean, maybe being so...
All my questions.
Okay, there we go.
They were unanswered.
It's because, look,
all of them, they left me with a huge 3. Hole in my heart.
How could... What do you mean? How could there be unanswered game. Questions if the end of 2 essentially just shed light on everything?
Just the tiniest little beam of light, though. Like, I wanted them to turn on the fucking, like, the high beams, fucking fog lights.
Bullshit.
I wanted to see everything.
You essentially knew who the invaders were and why they were invading. But you never even seen them. So why?
You never see a proper chimera, like, a proper, like, chimera. Like, the true form of a chimera. You only see the ones converted from...
No, you see the pure chimera that are in the labs.
Yeah, but I mean, one alive.
Oh, fuck, I wouldn't want to see that thing. Steve would die, but, Well, I mean,
the thing
I loved about Resistance 3 was the gameplay. Like, even Michael was there, like...
The game itself was fucking awesome. It's so awesome. It's just the
only thing I hated about it was the ending. Like, they're dead, and then bye.
See,
Spoilers.
I'm on the complete opposite of that. I don't care.
You liked it? I was looking for a very specific thing.
I didn't care about the writing in that game because they had me at, hey, this is a first-person shooter. Except the weapons work almost like they would in Ratchet and Clank. So you use a gun a lot and it's gonna upgrade. And that was awesome.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Resistance 3, like I said, I love the gameplay. It's just that since it left...
Did you really trade it?
Yeah, I think I traded it. Well, I mean, I was never gonna play it again. Fucking buy it, it's like $14. But like, I just really wanted my questions to be answered. Anyway, I decided to give the Resistance games.
He decided
my
to.
Last final itty bitty tiny bit of hope. Like I decided to have the tiniest bit of faith.
And it's completely crushed.
Nihilistic shit all over
me. And by the nihilistic interpretation of Resistance. Now, this is Resistance Burning Skies, everyone.
It's not a good game.
It was a good game.
Gameplay.
The gameplay was cool. I really liked the way they handled the controls on a handheld.
Because there were two sticks?
Because there were two sticks, but like, even at the loss of four buttons, you still didn't lose anything. I mean, you lost two buttons, you lost four buttons, but you gained a whole screen to like, touch and stuff.
Like, I really liked what they did with sprinting, since, you know, Resistance 1 and Retribution were really hard to get around because, like, you could only ever just walk. But, Resistance 2 introduced my favorite way to fucking run, which isn't click L3, or, yeah, L3. It's fucking hold down L2, which was awesome.
How long did you do that in Far Cry 3?
My favorite way to run in a game is when the character's default move speed is fucking book it.
And so, like, Resistance Burning Skies was fun-ish. It reminded me a lot of the first Resistance, because in Resistance 1, like, there was sections that I would get so frustrated at because I couldn't get through because there was just, like, 45 different enemies attacking me at the same time.
And you had a life bar?
And I had a life bar. But in this one, like, it's like a damage, what do you call it? The screen turns red when you get hurt.
Yeah, your screen turns to jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like...
You get all that blood splatter in your eyes when you get shot in the knee.
Yeah.
So, just reminding me of something. Like, completely, like... It's like we're talking about this Burning Skies, and, like, on the opposite spectrum of what gaming is. Like, I didn't know that in Super Mario World, you can kick the shell straight up. I saw a gameplay today, and I saw him do that. I was like, my whole life.
No, you're lying.
I was like... Because he does it for, like, straight up. He just, like you see Mario just jump in and kick the fucking ball, like, the shell straight up into here, hits a block, gets a one, and falls, like, oh, God. Okay, go back to talking about Burry's guys.
We can't.
We're going to come back to this, Mark. Okay? We're going to come back to it. Resistance Burning Skies was not worth $30.
Oh, you paid $30 for
you that? You bought the... Actual, like,
no, I bought the online copy of the game.
Oh, you should have done it the other way around.
Yeah,
because at least you would have had something to trade in.
Yeah, I realized that 5 seconds after it finished downloading. But, I mean, I guess I bought it, it's done. It was a really cool first-person shooter, like, for the Vita. It was a really great, like...
I hear Killzone is...
It's the best.
Well, yeah, Killzone gets closer to nailing what a shooter on the Vita should be, because it realizes that it can be... way better than any PSP shooter control-wise ever was, but it also realizes that trying to get the controls exactly like they would be on a DualShock and on a full screen, like, isn't gonna work, so they find a nice, unique little place for it.
Have you seen that, like, on the Vita? God damn, it looks gorgeous, man. I played the beta for the multiplayer. I was wrecking dudes, of course, fucking kills them. But, God, it looks so beautiful, man. No, straight up, dude. I suck at Call of Duty. I make up for, like, in Killzone.
Why does it matter how pretty it is?
Because it's on the Vita. It's on the fucking the Killzone 3 engine.
So you're gonna buy Killzone?
No,
fucking no. Shadow Ball Warriors.
Shadow Ball Warriors. Shadow
Ball. Because it's party.
Because I'm a part of the fuck.
Yes.
I've played very little Killzone, like, series. I played...
I love it.
I played Killzone 3, like, what, for 45 minutes?
Here?
Yeah. I remember because I turned the hood off, because it's the only way to play Killzone games, is with the hood completely off, and, like, all you see are those little, like, electronic line things going across the screen or something. I remember I was killing it. It was pretty cool.
We were playing
Killzone. Where I played for 45 minutes, and then I played Bioshock 2, because that was Bioshock 2, just where I was playing Bioshock 2.
We were playing Killzone 2, like...
Anyway... Don't buy Resistance Burning Skies.
There we go. You got borrow your official show notes show endorsement.
And borrow it from a friend, and then just make sure you
just borrow it from GameStop and then something, take it back.
Something I didn't want to tell Rich.
Just make sure you go.
It would have pissed him off.
You buy a nihilistic poster or logo or insignia, and you just shit off.
Something I didn't tell Ricky about Burning Skies is it's easy platinum.
I was getting trophies left and right.
You get trophies left and right. You only have to play a match of multiplayer. You don't have to win. You get a gold trophy. You don't have to find any of the info.
I really don't want that.
There's no first platinum. There's no deleted already. So that's like Michael's trophy corner. I mean, the little snippet right here. I can go on for days.
Also, guys, I really like the Vita.
Yeah, the Vita is a great machine.
It is. It's so mad. Like, I found out I could do this, and then now I don't want to have it anymore. Oh, that's what else I've been playing. Like, okay, just for a little bit, because I've only been playing it for a little bit. I got Wipeout 2048, and it's cool.
There
you have it.
It's straight up console Wipeout smaller.
It's straight out fucking Wipeout. That's it.
Alright.
It's got some bitchin' ass tunes.
What you been playing, Michael?
I've been playing Kingdoms of Amalur.
I thought you said you stopped playing that last time.
God, you sound like such a fucking faggot just now.
No, I mean, I beat it.
Oh, okay.
And then I've been playing The Walking Dead. I finally got around to playing it.
You passed it, huh?
Yep. And then I've been playing Hotline Miami.
Wait, that's The Walking Dead, the good one, guys.
Yes, yeah. The Telltale.
The one that everybody says is the good one, but yeah. I think it's the...
It is the good one.
And I agree with and you. I'm the only one who played both.
And Reckoning.
I'm sorry.
I played Reckoning, and I told you off the podcast the last time that I really wanted to just, because I really felt like in love with the world, even though it's multiple worlds. It's not one full world, it's just like different. Mm-hmm. It's like lands or some shit. Like, oh, the desert land. Oh, the fucking fairy land and all that shit. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll go back and finish everything. Every side quest. I didn't.
You mean Pokemon? Yeah. We already talked about Pokemon. Yeah.
I did it though. I would have, but I was like, no, I need space for Dragon's Dogma, which I will be starting soon.
Yeah, you need to play Dragon's Dogma after Reckoning. Because they're games that exist in the same genre, but they're fucking night and day from each other.
Gonna wreck Dragon's Dogma 2.
Hey,
it's a JRPG. I've been telling.
No, not It is not a JRPG. It's an RPG made from Japan. But if nothing had ever told you that, like, that wouldn't matter.
Whoa.
Yeah, wait, it's not. You can compare it to like no other JRPG. It's no fucking Final Fantasy. There are no turn-based anything. There are no meters or hit points or shit like that. It's Devil May Cry meets Skyrim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then it's the one I was thinking about. Is that the one with the giant cats?
It's the one that you saw me playing on and off.
With the giant, what was it? It was a giant enemy that I can't remember what it was.
Chimera?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. That game's cool, Michael.
Yeah, be excited to play Dragon's Dogma. If you could get into, like, the world that they set up in Amalur, you could definitely get into Dragon's Dogma.
And, like, granted, in Amalur, I didn't pay attention to shit, like, in the story. That was just the game I wanted to play. Like, I didn't ever pay attention with, like, the NPCs were telling me.
In my personal opinion, Kingdoms of Amalur seemed really dense in a sort of, I don't want to deal with this kind of way, so I'm gonna gloss through it. But, Dragon's Dogma, like, all the writing, the world is really dense in a way more interesting kind of way, because it's definitely a really dense and story-filled world, but they don't try to, like, hammer it into you with these blocks and blocks of text and people, like, standing there.
Oh, dude.
Like, you'll be able to pick up from the world by, like, looking around at shit and, like, sort of piece together.
Everyone, like, in fucking King's Armor has a fucking wall of text, dude.
Yeah.
And, I've been playing Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami is great.
I didn't think I was gonna, like it as much as I did. I was like, well, but then I started playing it, holy fuck.
You didn't think you were gonna like it as much as you did because I described it to you as a great game and then you were like, nah.
Yeah, that's how I am when Twitch is like, cause I mean, he said that nah about Almer, and I loved Almer, so I don't know how to believe him. It's weird. But I did like Hotline Miami. It's fucking fun. Mm-hmm. That game is so satisfying.
Hotline Miami is the best Grand Theft Auto game to come out this year.
You can go fuck yourself. I can't believe that game came out on PC this year and on PS3 and all this shit. Like,
no, it came out on PC last year.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Why did you miss? No, wait, that's right. I saw the trailer.
Twitch is right.
You haven't even played either.
I just saw you play it, and I've seen you play GTA 5.
Yeah,
we were in that room over there.
Yeah.
I remember with the guys that you had to tase and then like tase.
Oh them. Yeah, those
like, and then the taco song started.
Uh-huh.
And I left.
But you didn't, but you know.
Oh, he left.
Mentally.
Okay,
I left.
Okay. I was just gonna one last thing I want
to
talk about.
Mario being able to kick a fucking shell straight up.
Shut up. One last, shut the fuck up, okay?
Is that blowing your mind?
Fuck your shut up. Okay. What was I gonna say? Okay. What would you guys think of Journey for the Vita?
Perfect. But I mean, people
I was wondering played. Because like the second I saw Limbo for the Vita, I was like, oh, that's gonna be fucking sweet.
Limbo would be great because dark enough environment, the right set of headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of like black out everything and it becomes a screen.
Uh-huh.
But I think Journey is definitely one of those games where you need...
You can never...
Like, you want it... Yeah, you want it to be the most encompassing as it can be.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they could put it out on the Vita.
I thought...
But you want that game to be as grand as you can
make it. I thought it would be, like, better for people who just want it, like, for personal... Like, just to have it, like, right here.
If you think about it, that game
but
can
the end,
be,
like,
to be
exactly
like,
what you want.
Can be therapeutic, I think. Like, not for
it
someone
was,
depressed, I mean.
It changed
just, like,
me.
It changed, I think it changed me too, but not for like, the better. I cry. I'm like, I just fucking hate
life. Anyway, we're not talking about Journey.
Yeah, we talked about Journey plenty.
Yeah, we did. This is a Journey cast. No, this is a Pokemon cast.
Okay, what else, Hotline Miami.
Oh, Hotline Miami. That's so great, it's got one of the best soundtracks.
Okay, because my description of the game seemed, well,
I mean, I'm pretty sure most people
it's super abstracted.
What, that it's the best GTA 5
that's no,
it's an over-the-top shooter.
I'm pretty sure most people...
No, not GTA 5. Just, like, think back to the kinds of things that Grand Theft Auto has been. Like, that's what I'm pulling from more.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, Vice City and shit like that? Like, all this shit.
Like, imagine if...
Like, GTA 2.
If this year, an HD remake of Vice City came out in the perspective of the first two Grand Theft... of GTA 2.
That'd be weird.
But that's what Hotline Miami is.
That'd be fucking, yeah.
Why couldn't they just call it Hotline? They're just like, Hotline Miami is just so
actually,
great.
Like... No, like, just to, like, describe it.
Yeah. Even the way it fucking looks, like, right there. Like, I thought it was, like, a... Like, when I first saw it, like, on the PS... Like, on the PlayStation Store,
yeah.
I was like, what is this, fucking Vice City?
Yeah, because, like, my
brother... And then I went into it, and I was like, no, it's GTA 2.
Yeah.
But my brother... Because my brother's seen me play it, and my second one was Billy, he's like... What game is this? And he's like, I was like, oh, it's Hotline Miami. He's like, did it come out this year? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, alright, because I don't remember any NES game being that violent. I was like, well, you know, just hacking dudes with my fire axe.
Yeah.
Don't change my comment.
I don't know.
What if I just put it backwards?
What, to Oritu see this spot? That'd be weird.
No, what if I put Ruitro
Rutiro
Sudis
Sudis
Ataf?
Then that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, that made plenty of sense. Makes just as much sense as those words.
Oh yeah, shout out to my boy Alex. He said that, like, what would make me feel better? He's like, oh, giving him a shout out. So everybody, add SuckerFree310 to your PSN.
Let's just don't go ahead and delete Alex.
Don't delete this guy.
Okay,
shout out to my boy, man. Love you.
What else? Have you been playing anything else?
What am I playing?
Oh, I hope to be playing Gravity Rush soon.
Gravity Rush is cool. It's still on Plus, right?
Yeah, I already have it. Like, I already downloaded it.
Those are one of the instant games. Yeah. They're just always going to be free. Fuck, I want to play Guacamelee. Everybody.
Buy it.
Guacamelee.
You can't sigh at that. Guacamelee is worth buying.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. But still, give me your account. I want to go play
it. You get all that shit on my account. I was going through my download list. It's ridiculous.
How many downs do you have on there? Cause like, I checked on mine, it's like 307, I'm like, this is probably nothing compared to what Twitch says.
I don't know, I hope it's...
Where'd James go?
I hope it's not my Steam library. Where?
Yeah.
Where is Noob in the pockets?
Nah, leave out there.
This is what it would be like.
Yeah, my download list is dumb, because a lot of the stuff doubles over. I have games for both PS3 and Vita. And I'll have versions of both, and demo versions of both, and then the activation keys for both.
I saw something they fucked up at GameStop earlier. Like, I was considering getting a Smash Bros. Sony, and then
Smash Bros.
Yeah, and then I was like, I'm gonna get it for the Vita, and I was like, okay, hold on. And then I went to the PS3 section, and I was like, hey, look, Smash Bros. And it comes, Smash Bros. PlayStation All-Star.
And it comes with the Vita code.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, that one's like, it was, what was it? I think, like, 17 or, like, $19.99. And then I went to the Vita one, and it was, like, $23.99. I was like, oh, they fucked up.
Yeah.
They fucked up bad.
You get both copies of the game for cheaper.
Yeah, than if you just buy the one for the Vita. So that's what I'm going to do. Like, when I eventually get enough money to get another game for this, I'm just going to go buy the...
Same thing for Sly Cooper.
I'm never going to play Thieves in Time again. Like,
you still have that Vita code that you never used.
Why don't I return the game?
Why did you return
Twitch, it? Can I have the download codes for God of War? Yeah.
So I was looking through my download list, and at some point I entered them.
Motherfucker. Well, you got me there.
Yeah.
Everyone, I will never ask Twitch again.
Yeah, they're in my download history, which is weird because I never downloaded them.
Fucking Bridget probably did it. Just to smite me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Michael likes God of War.
Twitch, what have you been playing? Other than with your dicks.
Oh man, so I'm playing two really great old games that I never would have guessed are by the same developer. Well, at least like their new HD ports are by the same dev, and that's Wind Waker HD and Okami HD.
Okami. Just wants to play that shit.
Oh, Okami. Okay, I'm just gonna say this now. Maybe no two or three, no, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, Okami was $6 on PSN, and so if you don't own Okami right now, you're a fucking idiot.
Hey,
I don't own Okami.
I just gotta go to the PS store real quick.
You guys are fucking idiots. passing that game up for $6, because it is honestly one of the coolest games I've played in a while, and it makes sense that they would want to give it an HD port, because the art style was, you know, like super ridiculously cel shaded to the point where it looked like a traditional Japanese oil painting.
Yeah.
So they just up-resed it, so it looks way better and it runs fine. Like runs 1080p. Well, I mean, can be displayed 1080p, and everything's super smooth.
God damn it!
Yep.
And then the windbreakers. Oh, you're not done with Okami?
Actually, the really weird thing about both games is...
That's cool.
Okami and Wind Waker both have the cel-shaded art style, and they're both the most unique 3D Zelda games. Because Okami is the most interesting 3D Zelda game. And then Wind Waker still stands as, like, definitely the one Zelda game with the most personality.
Yeah.
But, so, the developer, Hideki Kamiya, directed and wrote Okami. So, Devil May Cry, Beautiful Joe, Bayonetta,
and Motherfucker,
the wonderful 101, Okami. So,
how did that guy not like, swimming in money?
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Wait, me?
You and people like you. And everyone else who owns a Wii U and doesn't own Wonderful 101.
You don't own it, do you?
Huh? No, but I've played more than enough of it. So, like, I only don't own it out of financial reasons. So as soon as I have the money, I will own it. Like, I was at first joking, but thinking about it, my top 5 this year is probably all going to be Kamiya games.
Damn, that's true.
Well, Kamiya / Platinum games.
Oh.
Between Anarchy Reigns. Think about how golden of a year it has been for, like, that name and me. Between Anarchy Reigns, which had Bayonetta as a playable character in a spiritual sequel to fucking Power Stone. And then Metal Gear Solid Rising, which is the best dumb fun in the Metal Gear universe. And then, let's see, it was Anarchy Reigns, Metal Gear Rising, Wonderful 101. Those have been 3 Platinum games in 1 year. On top of that, fucking Okami HD, which I started playing. And yeah, it's just straight up like a really, really interesting take on the Zelda formula. Like, they give it a story that makes you want to progress through it. And they have combat that's really cool, because at any time, you could freeze time and then sort of like have an attack be, you know, a stroke of a brush. But you could sort of angle the camera around to where maybe you'll get, like, through depth of field. Say there are 3 enemies, like, side by side. But you want to get, like, a full combo through all of them. So, like, you'll pause and then you'll sort of alternate the camera so they're all lined up. So you could hit them all in, like, a single slash.
Nice.
So, yeah, you could... It's a Zelda game with mad combos. And then... God, it's such a pretty game. Like, it's the version of the game to play. It's been out on PS2, and then they put it out on the Wii, and then now it's on HD on the PS3. I can play it.
Fucking play it.
Yeah.
I'm real fucked.
Why are you asking me? You should play it too.
Wind Waker HD, like, if you like Wind Waker, then you know to play this game. Because it is exactly Wind Waker, but better. They made it, but better.
They made it, but better?
Yeah, especially with the Swift Cell. Which, I've never seen anything single-handedly change a game so much.
Than the fucking little boat you get around in?
Yeah, than the Swift Cell. Because in Wind Waker, the time you spend playing the game is entirely dictated by how good you are at manipulating wind and sailing through it. In Wind Waker HD, they made it so where as soon as you could get into the auction house, you have a chance of getting an item called the Swift Sail, and once you get that, It makes it so that the wind is always at your back, so you don't need to play the song of the wind anymore to change the wind direction, mm-hmm. and you move like twice as fast as you normally would with the wind fully behind you. So you're just always going fast.
Did you get that?
Yeah. So
its initial speed is always book it.
Yeah. Book it. And they,
book it, do it.
Book it, do it.
like what is it? I like the fucking Pokemon for Diglett.
It's Diglett, Duglett, and Diglett.
Hey, you're welcome, Pokemon. You can copyright that shit.
Diglett, Duglett, and Diglett.
Oh, I was thinking about Badoof and Badaf. But I don't know. Diglett, Duglett, and Duglett sounds so much better.
Book it, Duet.
Oh, Baker's got a new name to.
I'm gonna throw up.
Make, you know what I'm saying?
But now we have a name for the show?
Badoof, Badoofer, and Bidfree, and Doof Hard.
I fear what I just walked into.
Badoof, Badaf, and Badoof.
A good day to Badoof Hard.
No, it's a good bit to Doof Hard.
Badoof or Die Try?
Badoof with a Vengeance?
Yeah.
Badoof with a Vengeance.
Wait,
the one other notable thing I did in Pokemon you just reminded me was I caught the one Badoof and I named him Big B. I stored him away and I'd never do anything with him.
Wait, what'd you call it?
Big B.
Well, it's just like Big Boy D-O. Like in white.
Oh, fuck, you guys are stupid.
Big Boy D-Wo.
What was that thing you said?
Yeah, black. I got Big Boy D-Wo and then I just boxed his dick.
What did you say?
What? A good bait to do hard. Bit free or doofed or too far.
Oh man. I'm fucking crazy.
Bidoof to Bidoofer.
I think that one wins.
Like Bidoofier? Nah, dude. A good bit to do far, dude.
A good bit to do far.
Oh yeah, just
you're a goddamn idiot.
Like, because it doesn't make much sense to talk about what kind of game Wind Waker is, I just want to say that having that second screen around, huh?
What do you mean it doesn't make sense to talk about what kind of game it's like an open world?
Well, it doesn't make much sense to talk about the kind of game Wind Waker is because everyone in their right mind knows exactly what Wind Waker is.
Game of the year.
Never even played it.
Game of the year every year.
It is. Wind Waker is the cel-shaded Zelda game out on the ocean. Yeah. It's such an old game that everyone should know at least vaguely what that game is by definition.
I'm your sister.
Sure you are, Dylan.
Hey, Mommy.
Oh no, he dropped behind that cardboard cutout of what looks like trees.
Oh, but yeah, like,
dude, that big black pig. I hope one day I get a tattoo that's just a big black pig.
I'm gonna get a tattoo that says a good bit to do far. I'm gonna go.
And then everybody's just gonna be like, you never go full special. Nigga just went full special.
You never go full retard.
Full special.
Nah, I ain't gonna disgrace the movie by calling it special.
Dude, we watched it on TV.
Is it special?
It's censored so damn hard.
What does he say when he's like, shit, shit, shitty, shit, shit? What does he say to that?
I didn't get that. We just saw the special.
I don't remember. I like Pineapple Express when the TV is like, said, they usually
hey, can we watch this already?
No,
after we finish?
Yeah. Twitch, anything else you've been playing other than Okami and Wind Waker?
Other than Okami and Wind Waker.
Pacific Rim,
I know for a fact that there is stuff that I've been playing, but More importantly, I just want to talk about how excited I am for that one game I read about earlier today.
Which was, I don't remember. I didn't even read the article.
Oh, yeah,
Let me look it up video. Proper. Yeah.
A good bit to do for a motherfucker, dude, I swear.
Just give me a moment.
Stole the show right there, Ricky. You stole the show. Right.
A good bit to do hard.
Are you gonna put a good bit to do hard?
Yes.
I hope it fits. No spacing.
You it's gonna spacing. Look like a really weird word. Like, lowercase the zeros. And that was...
Okay. So yeah, there's this game coming out for PC called Hand of Fate.
Oh yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. And, like, a good...
wait. Jesus Christ, dude, you never go full fucking special.
It has been done.
Oh, but yeah, like, as soon as I actually read what Hand of Fate was, like, I figured you guys would be at least vaguely, like, interested in what it is.
I read the article, I didn't get to see the video though.
Yeah.
It was the card-based game, right?
Sort of. So what Hand of Fate is?
No, it's...
Is, you know, part card game, part dungeon crawler, and, part you know, God part action game. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way it mixes all of those things around is, like, at its very core, it's a deck building game. So you sort of collect these cards, and these it's sort of like how D&D would be if it were to be, like, every element of that game were to be broken down into, like, this giant, fat, randomly generated deck that, like, you sort of pulled from to make your character and to, like, make the world and shit. So, essentially the way it works is you're randomly dealt, like, this hand of cards, and then, like, you select a personal hand, and then that sort of defines what your character is, like, what your character is wearing and, like, weapons and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then on top of that, the remainder of the deck is generated to be, like, the dungeon that you're in. So, like, every element of it will be pulled from, like, a card that happened to be drawn.
Yeah.
So, like, specific kinds of enemies or, like, sort of, like, status effects of the dungeon or the kinds of monsters that it'll be populated with.
Yeah.
Like, these are all determined by the cards that are drawn. And then when you get into the game, it's a full-fledged, like, action RPG. So, like, looting and, you know, wailing on dudes.
With cards.
Yeah, with cards. And I thought that was fucking awesome. Like D&D and Magic the Gathering being, like, the core of the game.
Yeah.
But the actual, like, game part of it being this, like, really, honestly awesome-looking action game.
You're dumb, Mike.
Yeah, it looks worse on you.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but Hand of Fate seems... Okay, I can't do this. I seriously can't do this.
You can't. You can't stand listening to yourself?
I can't stand listening to myself.
Let me listen to myself.
You're not telling yourself to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I'll see what I sound like left to be okay. Busy.
You might want to sit a little closer to not drag that thing.
I'm good.
But yeah, like the creator of the game, I guess he's either still pitching it to Kickstarter, although the way that, like, this article was presented made it seem like this game is already a done deal. But he describes it like this. He's like, so what you've gotten is action RPG that is really dependent on the equipment you've got. That makes each scenario feel really fresh and means you're constantly looking for interesting combos. So the card system drives the action RPG system. It gives you all those variables to play with. On the flip side, that makes the card game meaningful. So now you're looking to set up all these combinations of cards to get, like, the right kind of build a character that you want. And you're also looking for the right style of deck to create, like, the scenario of the dungeon that you want to play. And that sounds fucking awesome. But then again, like, I'm really into the draw of card games, but not when they're actual, like, packs of cards that I constantly have to be paying for.
Isn't that the worst?
It's the fucking worst, because because no matter what,
there's always gonna be a better hero click.
And there's always that payoff, that sort of suspense of opening up the package to see what you got.
Yeah.
And then when it's shit, you just want something better.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you've wasted way more money than you should have.
How far into it are we?
Yeah, like $600.
Like an hour.
Worth of fucking...
We're like a little over an hour now.
Just in the back of an hour and James's half? Car.
We're actually not that bad.
Dude, how much?
An hour and a half.
I really want to play Dreadout. Like, right now. Like, I wanna stop the cast for like, well, for you guys it's gonna seem like instantly. But for us it's gonna be the entirety of me playing the Dreadout demo. That way you guys can see me before and after. But I kinda got a little scared because we downloaded the demo.
It's malicious.
And then Twitch's laptop begged me not to play it by going, hey, it's bad. It's pretty bad. Just don't.
It's malicious as dicks.
So yeah, I guess before we get to the questions people asked, because there were a few questions, and no matter how relevant or irrelevant they might be, we'll get to them anyways.
Oh yeah.
I just want to shotgun through
some
of our news feed that, like, I sort of try to populate our Facebook page with.
That people look at.
Yeah, people do look at, but they don't comment on, which, honestly, I don't mind because...
You have said... like my friend David, when you posted the Walmart thing,
yeah,
he knew. Links, and you're like, I'm pretty sure it's easy to like browse Walmart.com. Yeah. Like,
no, the way you don't have to be a genius.
Yeah, you know what he did? Like, he told me because I hang out with him. He's like, yeah. At that point, I just unliked and reported the page.
So he unliked this.
Like, I think he did. Like, he seemed genuinely upset.
Oh, God damn it, David, we love you because
of fucking Twitch.
Yeah. Twitch does that.
I do that to everyone, so.
This guy's such a good guy, like.
David was like,
was wanting me to post, like, links to, like, specific links to what was maybe, literally almost upwards of 100 items. And it wasn't even, like, a specific section of the store that I could link to. Yeah. It was the way the bug worked. Okay, so. Let me set the premise. Sometime last week, in the middle of the night, when Walmart's website was refreshing to just make all the prices up to date, something in their website fucked up, and a whole bunch of items were just reset at $18 and, like, question mark cents.
And okay, I was like, what?
Like 18 and change.
Yeah.
And so this was applied to this really, really weird selection of items that I think might have just been, like, the highest rated of their individual categories, because it hit Pokemon X and Y, and,
GTA 5,
Bioshock Infinite, The Last of Us, Luigi's Mansion DS, Fire Emblem, like, it hit a whole bunch of 3DS games. There was a specific model of projector that was marked at that price. There was a treadmill. There was a monitor. There was
I would have just
to a lesser extent. There was a $1,500 like 15-inch HD 3D TV that was marked down to $300.
Jesus, I would have bought it on the
spot. I would have fucking been on like a horrible spending binge.
Yeah,
that would have like spiraled my life out of control.
No, so,
and then just sold back everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bitches.
I almost did that, except at the same time I was worried about Walmart doing a thing that stores usually do, to where they say, well, they catch on to the fact that they fucked up and you're taking advantage of it. So they say you could either cancel your order or pay what the correct price is for it. And
he fucked up.
And so what I did is I just decided to sort of test the waters by buying Pokemon X. So I got that for $20, like tax and shipping and all. And technically it was just plus tax because I picked it up from the store.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I ordered the only way you could have gotten your items instantly, really, was to buy them online and then choose to ship to store. And so if they have it in stock, you could pick it up as soon as they verify.
I know.
And if they don't, they send it.
Yeah,
I know. I worked there.
You worked there.
I understand the concept of ship to store. Yeah. But no, like David was upset because he's like, dude, I was just gonna buy like 5 GTA 5s and then go sell them back and be like, $50?
Well, like, really, I honestly creepy. Would have, but I would, like, I just straight up wasn't that interested in playing GTA 5, so. I did. I'm not even saying it to be an asshole, like, I only had so much money and I knew where I wanted my money to go towards that day.
One excellent.
Yeah. And, so later on, it took just a few hours early for Walmart to get on top of it and correct all the prices. But they did at least publicly go out and say that any orders made in that time would be honored. So there are going to be a whole bunch of people getting ridiculous things for cheap prices.
Fuck that. I would have just fucking bought like six of everything, but like, you guys fucked up.
Yeah.
And then use my employee discount card. Like, you guys really fucked up.
Don't.
Yeah. And David, I'm sorry about how I phrased it, but I only said it that way because it was honestly way easier to just go to Walmart.com and scroll through everything to see what you would find at that price than, like, for me at the time to go through and, like, post a link to every interesting thing that was that price. And I mean,
that's fucking crazy.
Honestly, how hard is it to Google GTA 5 Walmart?
Well, you could really just go to Walmart.com.
Yeah.
Or you could just get them
always low price. Right. Always low prices.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And let's see what else. Blink 182 played at BlizzCon this year.
No, I think so.
Yeah.
You're gonna fucking.
That was weird.
You almost shrugged.
What are you doing?
Stop doing that.
What are you doing?
What? Wait, did you watch my like, interaction?
Yes.
With Michael.
Something we're never gonna see.
It's because I was gonna like flick the fucking microphone as hard as I could. Like I was just like, I hope Ricky can fucking hear this because I'm about to do it as hard as I can. So I was gonna fucking flick it.
And Michael's just like, what I was doing.
And Michael's like, he's like, don't do that. You're gonna give him a stroke. So I acted out a stroke, like, and then like he's proceeding to drool on himself or something. I don't know.
So are we gonna get to the viewer questions or the listener questions?
Yeah. Michael.
Let's go to the video viewer question.
All right, you guys ask your questions.
It's question segment.
And he's like,
whoa.
Jake's questions are really fast. And they're dumb. Really fucking and fast.
Okay, so Michael, why don't you own a Mustang?
Because he's gay.
I don't know, because I don't have the money.
Yeah,
I
mean, okay. Because this poor boy.
Because I'm just a poor boy.
Michael, why don't you get your own show?
Because it's not funny enough. Next.
Because I don't.
It was directed at Michael.
Because I don't have the
you
proper
Spider-Man shirt.
Okay, that's valid. Because he doesn't have the proper equipment. Michael, why don't you play legit racing games?
I do, nigga.
Racing.
Yeah, racing.
Yeah.
Mario Kart's legit as fuck.
So? Yeah.
Oh, Mario Kart?
What would you define as a legit racing game?
Like dude, Forza. Like,
Forza. He considers like Forza.
And
Forza.
Like,
Project Gotham.
Project
Gotham. Don't fuck around. Project Gotham's pretty sick.
Huh?
So what's
like
the
realistic based?
Racing games don't get more legit than Burnout.
Burnout's good.
They
Wipe
just
out.
Don't.
Wipeout is my favorite race.
Alright, look, and then this is a question we got, like, legit from our friend Swiss by Science. He's like, which console do you prefer, Xbox One or the PS4?
Listen to
right now,
what was it? What show did we do that on?
A couple shows behind.
Also, Carlos Alvarado, are you the guy I was talking to over the show note page about Batman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I still stand by what I said, that I wasn't down talking either of the games. I was just saying that, like, going into it, I thought the handheld one was gonna be the more interesting game. And it turns out that according to reviews, neither game is perfect, but the handheld one definitely is the more interesting game.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear
because
you.
I've actually been considering buying Blackgate.
Yeah, because Origins, like, the console is, like, everyone's been saying that it really is so much like Arkham City that it gets really tiring after a while.
I had a problem with Arkham City.
Let's go back to...
I totally passed the shit out of that. I need like 10 achievements.
Nice. Let's go back to Josue's question really fast.
Okay.
The way I'm going to answer this, I hope you guys follow, is like, if we can only have either or of the console.
Why not both?
Shut up, James. This is what, like, I know because we would all choose both, but this is the thing. Like, which one do you prefer? Xbox One or the PS4? I would PS4. Ricky?
4. PS4.
Twitch?
What console is The Last Guardian coming out for?
PS4.
You shut your mouth.
It's coming out on the Sony.
Well, yeah, but
here.
Still, you don't play with my heart.
Actually, no.
No, but which one do you like?
Don't play with my heart.
Either of the two.
Either of the two?
Hmm. I'll get an Xbox 360, because I don't want an Xbox One, but I want to play Garden Warfare.
I mean, so there's...
there's
a really weird thing about that question, because...
He just says either or. Which one do you prefer?
Well,
he doesn't say like I do. Like I'm saying, like we can only have one.
Is this question which next gen console would you prefer? Do you prefer?
Yeah, he says
or just between those two because
no, he's honestly just those two
because I'm honestly at that point where like the Wii U no is way more interesting to me than, like, either of these consoles are going to be for a year.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, yeah, but look how long it took. Did you see what Brad posted on fucking Twitter?
No.
He's just like, why are people, like, investing so many, like, so much into the games?
Yeah.
When you don't even know if they're going to be good or not.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I guess I prefer the PS4 if I had the choice between the two, but...
Stop making your Wiki noise.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Oh, really?
Really? You can barely hear it.
Sick. Oh, sick. Nice.
Good. But yeah, I honestly feel like as far as launch goes, I literally mean like the next year, the Wii U will probably be the one that I'm into the most out of every next gen thing.
Fucking Pikmin 3.
Alright, James.
I'm just gonna go both.
Nigga, just like, you know, like,
don't, seriously, don't try. Both. Dude, seriously, like,
Josue, dude, he's just Xbox One if he had to choose one or the other.
You, like, if you're fucking choosing for me?
Yeah.
You fucking choose for me?
Well, choose for yourself. Yeah, grown man. Yeah, grown man.
Exactly. Where is Spider-Man? I did. Choose both.
Alright, well, this is disrespective, Josue. I'm sorry, dude.
Disrespect.
Alright, Twitch, do you want to read the little, like, fucking thing that Carlos put?
No, Batman, it's just about Batman.
That thick ass post.
Wait, everybody shut up. Everybody shut up for a second.
No, not really, because, like, right afterwards, he realized the amount of typos in it.
Can you fix it, like, by paraphrasing?
Yes. Can I fix it by paraphrasing?
Here we go.
I don't want to destroy it. I'll let James go.
I'm just going to read it as is. Ugh, I almost don't want to read it as is. The answer to life isn't the response to the question. It's understanding the journey. Questions like, who is Batman? Is Batman God? But God's not capitalized. Like, it's like,
dude, weird. I'll just read it.
Am I living up to Batman is expectations? Why is Batman better? Why is Batman the solution to a black hole? None of these questions can be answered without understanding Batman. You might not accept it now. It might not even be the answer to a question you ask. Shit, you might have not even asked a question, and most likely it's not the answer you want. But like, but it's the answer you need. But they're not the right it's. Accept Batman as your Lord Savior. It's real. Like, real belongs to it's, apparently. Are you going to Batman heaven or hell? Time to redeem yourself is now. Just got in real deep talking about real shit, dog.
Word.
And
up,
then
up.
And then up, up. So like,
deep, I don't
do deep talking.
And then like, to play on that, Jake, Carlos, go play butt darts. And then
reading that back, I did a lot of mistakes, and that why you proofread. And then that was like the worst fucking sentence.
Oops. All right. So the next question is,
dude, you're a fag. My car's a boy.
Dude,
if you pull your tongue,
no,
you take
no, the,
out
ne- the next question here.
Don't go. I'll shoot it up and make you.
Where can I find you? Are you gaming?
Oh yeah, David, we're just recording a podcast, bro.
That's all the questions we got this week.
You can find us.
Wait, no, hold on.
On our Facebook page and on our individual Twitters,
which I hardly use anymore,
and on Tumblr and on our Blogspot.
Dude, on Tumblr? Yeah. I totally Twitter, but I'm just like Twitter lurking.
Do we do anything on Tumblr?
This is
a question. I just have an update with our blog.
This is a Christina Christina question.
A Christina question.
You're just as bad as Carlos, dude. It's real, but real belongs to it's.
Go fuck yourself. Alright, she said, this is,
butt darts.
This is like for some documentary thing that she's doing. She says, do you think video game violence has any major effect in violent behavior IRL?
Did she not send this to you guys already?
Yes.
Yeah, I already she answered. Said that I, already, she I already answered all this.
Yeah, but she wants us to send like,
okay, through, if you want,
on the, like, on the,
oh my god, no, I get to say it on the podcast. No, okay, that's bullshit.
I think it's fucking stupid. I think it is.
What? You think game violence has a direct, like, a connection to how we act in real life?
Yes. I don't think there is a consistent, direct connection, but...
Like, not a consistent, not like you or me, or like me and Twitch.
Like, what I told Christina was like, yeah, you can get mad. Like, oh god, that Mario World, that level was so hard. It was,
I don't even think that's the point she's trying to get to.
No, but that's what I'm saying. See, there's, it's no connection to, like,
she's
talking about, like, shooting a nigga in a game and then, like,
going,
I'm about to blast some niggas.
Yeah, I think it takes a really specific and not completely their mindset to
let that bleed over into what you think is okay. But that would be the exception, not
the rule. That's the answer I gave her was, I think that, like, it can have a direct impact on somebody, but that it has to be a very particular kind of somebody.
Even then, I mean...
No.
Like, Hotline Miami, look at that game.
Like, I kinda you're like... No, like...
I didn't even... I wasn't even... I was just trying to say, like...
Hotline Miami, it wasn't towards you, because, like, I was about to, like, start saying, like, no, that's what it is. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, no, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
It's okay, you can talk. You can talk. It's okay to talk.
Like, yeah, it's what Twitch said. There's not, like, a consistent enough, like, fucking basis to it. It's really, like, conditions at home, I think. It's really conditions about the person's, like, and that person's actual mind. Like, if it bleeds over, then there's something wrong. Like, you have a problem distinguishing reality from video games.
Yeah. Like, if it becomes a problem, then the problem doesn't stem from the video game. It's definitely something else.
That are happening in your life. Like, people don't pay attention to you, people ignore you, people don't want to hear you talk, and shit like that. And that's why, like, it's so, like, rejection and shit, and so, like you may just happen to be playing violent video games, and then you might have, well, go out and do something stupid. But I straight up don't think there's any connection to that. Like, you can play the shit out of violent video games and still be the calmest person in the world.
Yeah. I play all these violent games.
I'm running up to niggas in GTA 5 and knocking their shit down.
It's
a knockout punch.
I go to and I bitch slap the glasses off the face. I'm not about to go do that
in real life. Fuck, dude. That shit's horrible.
I'd be a menace to society, dude. Get at me. God damn.
I fucking drive on the sidewalk in GTA 5 because all the people are in the street.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not about to start driving on the sidewalk in real life.
You're not gonna go get a fucking huge dildo bag and start beating someone just because you think it's
I don't know.
You would do that in
that
real
might
life?
That might be the exception.
I'm just saying, if given the opportunity, I'm not gonna squander that once in a lifetime opportunity.
Are you saying if somebody came up to you and be like, Michael, like, here, and like they just handed it to you, it's like,
I
don't know if I.
No, but I'm just saying hypothetically, that situation is set up for you. You have a giant dildo bat in your hands.
Are you just gonna
put it down and like move on to
or are
whatever?
You gonna go around and are you gonna smash some people with it?
This isn't because I played a video game, this is because it's an
opportunity. This is because, what's an American? This is because like, I will never be able to do this in real life again, my pod.
Alright, so
it's all about the situation.
Yeah, that's such a ridiculous and once in a lifetime kind of thing that it has nothing to do with wanting to imitate the game.
Yeah, see, regardless if it was done in the game, we'd be like, let's go fucking beat people with the giant dildo man.
Looking for a dildo man. So, next scenario.
Yeah, was that it? Like, was that her only question? Just like, does violence in video games?
Does violence in video games?
Yeah. Stem to IRL problems.
Other than that, just violence in videos. Do with that what you will.
I don't know. There have been times where, because I wanted to play a game, I end up not doing other things that I should be doing.
But violently.
But that has nothing to do with violence.
My head.
So what else? I mean,
you know, it's cool.
That's about it for video games. I did see Thor.
How was it?
Thor's good.
That's right.
Thor's good.
Yeah. Well, I was totally into it, and I wasn't so into the first one.
Were you totally feeling it?
I was feeling it because the...
How'd that end sequence feel for you?
The Loki to movie ratio was just right for me.
Was it too much Loki? Was it too little bit of Loki?
Yeah, it wasn't too little Loki, but it wasn't too much Loki, so that when there was Loki, it felt special. It felt gifted.
You know what?
Especially like a specific cameo that is entirely Loki driven in that movie. I think like tops the crossover cameos that have happened so far. And that movie goes to some really weird places and sets up a bunch of really awesome things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did anybody else see any other movies?
I saw Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim, Jim.
Dude, I've just been waiting in anticipation for the show to end so I can watch it again. God, dude, it's such a good movie. Let's talk about Pacific Rim.
I saw a bad
Let's
Grandpa.
Just fucking watch it.
Cherno Alpha.
Oh. I saw Bad Grandpa.
Let's get
you
this
saw Bad Grandpa? Oh, yeah.
It's weird because like it's a storyline public prank driven movie.
Like
there's storyline, but like you can tell them like most of the movie is them just like publicly pranking the public.
Like Borat?
My name is Borat. I love that movie.
Borat with giant nacho?
Yeah, just not so intensely. Like, not to the point where people are like, I'll fucking kill you.
Not to the point where the people's public reaction to the things the movie had him do in public completely changed what the movie became.
No, because I think, well, like Jackass is just, like, pretty much, like, overdone it to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, that's expected.
Yeah, but didn't their last, like, two movies just come out on Netflix?
Yeah.
Which ones?
No, like, three. The numbered ones came out, like, proper.
Oh, yeah.
But every time there was, like, an in-between or, like, extended or...
The .5, you mean?
Yeah. Like, all the .5s, they all just sort of come out in lesser forms. Yeah.
The .5 is really good, though.
Weren't?
Are pretty good.
Oh.
Like, you watch the movie and then you watch the in-between and you're like, why didn't they just make this the movie? Like, what are they doing? Stop fucking up. But yeah, like it
how
just...
How old are they now, dude?
That old.
Old enough to they're not like be 30s, doing that anymore?
They're like in their 30s, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
At least.
Ow.
My bad.
Oh my god, this is the most intense fucking ramble.
But yeah, that's a podcast.
Fucking Pacific
unless,
Rim.
Wait.
Yeah. Unless other people have other things they want to say.
Nah, no one else asks questions. That's our community.
Okay. It's our community. Attention span of a goldfish.
Hey,
fuck you, community.
This is not just from James, it's from me too.
Oh my, sorry, let's just say my bones, dog.
Oh. I never really did this for the community.
Yeah, I kind of did this. It's true.
I did this for myself.
I did this because I lived with Twitch.
Like, I just like wording.
I just like games.
I like venting.
I like
stuff we do. It's just that like
I really want somebody in the community to make me proud of the community. And then like if they did, I'd just be like, fuck you.
No, I mean, as it stands right now, none of them are making us proud.
I hate you, community. But we're not exactly doing anything.
Two thumbs up, Christina, to being again the community member of the podcast.
When was the last?
Even though she didn't directly message me that question.
When was the last?
She had to scout that question for me. What's up?
When was the last podcast?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, see, we're not exactly.
Yeah, but we have enough content out there that they haven't listened.
I'll content
to
you.
Yeah.
Into this fest.
Yeah, like that's what you said.
We still have a top 5 podcast that may or may not ever be put on.
That needs to be redone.
Really? We're gonna redo it?
3?
Yeah, I want the, like, can we do it like as like a, like, can that be like the...
You know what like I don't like about Arkham City?
What?
The top 5, because like, it was really good, but like, it's cause you motherfucker, you just... You had so long to come up with a list.
And then I did it.
And you did it. Like, you're in the show. You're no better than the community on that part. Like, you took that long to fucking make the list.
Fuck the community.
To be honest, my specific number 2 was lower on my list until I was thinking about it then and there.
Alright, so I do remember I switched my number 4 and 3, like, on the spot.
Well, this
I still don't believe. I still don't believe that one.
Michael ruined it. Oh, like,
You can't have that. I still don't think that one is gonna be on your top 5 for as long as...
Look. I'm gonna propose
the rest of those games.
We're gonna have a talk after the show.
I'm gonna propose something, alright?
Cause I don't know which one you're talking about.
Your number 1 cannot be the honorable mention for number 2. And number 2 cannot be the honorable mention for number 1.
That was a joke in and of itself. Look, this is what I'm gonna propose.
Like, you could have just said, these are tied.
These are 1 and 2.
Look, this is what I'm gonna propose, alright? If the community wants to listen to the original cut of the top 5 were like...
No, there will be a means to listen to it, but not until our proper is up.
But like, if they wanna listen to it, cause I mean, if we make a proper one and we're like,
I even thought of a name.
The not so top 5 shit.
No, it's gonna be the top 5.5 HD remix.
Damn. That's good.
Fuck, dude.
This is like all I want, from
for Christmas is a 2x2.
What the fuck? Like, all I want straight up from is like a little feedback from the community.
Yeah, fuck you, community.
Yeah, come on, Russian guy.
Yeah, all you gotta do is post on the fucking show notes show page. All you gotta say is fuck you, James. Like, okay. we all know we have a community.
Like, how pretentious are you guys, man?
Yeah.
You fucks. Just
come. Is this really what we're doing now? No. We're just directly insulting
Let's not directly insult our community.
Okay, guys.
I hope you unlike the page.
I have an idea for the top 5. We're gonna redo it so that we could sort of get our shit together. But I think it would be really cool if on our Facebook page, on a specific thread, you guys all post like your one favorite game. Oh. So that in between our top fives,
we can insult your favorite game.
Or compliment your favorite game.
Or, you know,
much like we do to our own.
Or, you know, like no, we, that's something we can't do on a top five. You can't mess with, like, our top five. That's fucked. That's something we made a mistake in the first top five. And they got really heated. I called Ricky a
your
fuck.
Top five
it hurt his feelings.
He didn't call me a fuck. That hurt.
The top five are one.
And to be honest, I don't think Ricky ever honestly said his number one, because when it came to it, I said it was a book.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, like, this is the thing, though. Yeah. We had a contest.
We didn't really take that serious.
We had a contest where all our guys had to do was draw something, and they would win a game.
It wasn't even draw. You could fucking make a macaroni fucking...
All you had to do was a picture do something.
Of, like, your favorite moment. I don't give a fuck. And you know how many fucking entries we got? Fucking a whopping fucking zero. Fuck you, community.
Still have those games.
Yeah,
well, like, sort of.
A game.
A physical copy of Injustice was up there for the giveaway, but took that in because no one wanted it.
At one point, I was gonna, like, buy a copy of GTA 5 and just give it out to whoever won, like, for another contest, but then I ran out of money. And then I realized the community isn't worth this, so I was like, fuck you, community.
Yeah.
You.
Like, not even, like, Christina, like, you tell us, like, offhand, yeah. But you can't even go on to our page and be like,
hey, guys, John messages me and insults me about it, but he doesn't enter.
Yeah. He did, like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Just,
I know, what is it? It's fucking wrong with you
guys. Hey. I had a feel like I, like,
So I passed Arkham City.
Yeah.
Oh my, that game's short as dicks, dude.
You think it was short?
Yeah. You know why it was long for me? Because I 100%ed all the Riddler things.
That's what stretched it out.
Exactly.
What'd you play it on?
Huh? The darkest of dark shades. I fucking immediately went to hard mode. I was like, fuck that, I ain't no bitch.
Fuck! Hard mode's not that hard.
Shit.
It's not.
Yeah, but it definitely draws it out a little more.
Yeah.
It
see, does. But then that's the thing is, like, now, like, in order to get, like, nope, the last few achievements, like, Perfect Night Part 2, like that, I literally needed a poop sock New Game Plus. But I'm so, like, I know it's gonna take, like, 10 minutes. That is a really short storyline.
It's short, but it's good.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I
just like the
cameos. I don't know about this. Well, because my favorite part of DC Comics specifically is how interwoven, like, everyone in the universe is. And when they just say, this is Batman, and this is a story about the Joker and Mr. Freeze and the Penguin, and a little bit of Ra's al Ghul, but not enough.
Not too much Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, because God knows he's like, an incredibly interesting guy that you could probably put the entire game around.
Yeah, how fucking crazy was that part when he's like, you just have to fly, Batman, and then he's like, and then you can't touch anything or you disintegrate.
Yeah.
I swear to God, for a good 20 minutes, all I was doing was running Batman into things that seemed disintegrated. Like, yeah, this is my life.
This is your life?
No, but yeah. You guys ain't got no time for this.
Fuck. Dude, but you know what I don't like about that game? It's like, it jumps too fast into it. Like, they've assumed, like, when I started playing it, I was like, they assume you've played
Arkham
Asylum like that. That was the one thing I didn't like about it. Yeah. Like, they don't tell you anything about your gadgets. They tell you combat, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's right. I remember having to, like, dig through the menus to find the shortcuts for
That's exactly what I had to do. I did not like that they assumed that you played Arkham Asylum. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I played it, I didn't have a problem.
Well, yeah, because you played Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm. And I played Arkham Asylum, but I played it...
Dude, I totally 100%ed Arkham Asylum.
I played Arkham Asylum the year it came out, maybe, so it had been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I still think Asylum is better than City.
The only thing I didn't like was the last fight.
What?
Titan Joker.
A swift uppercut would have been.
But I mean...
the last one was Clayface, right?
Yeah.
That was cool. That made sense.
Yeah, like,
and
City definitely had better boss fights, but overall, I still liked...
The Solomon Grundy one?
The Solomon Grundy one wasn't...
I don't think it was challenging
I walked
around the entire map.
Yeah, I didn't think it was hard, but I did think that just fighting Solomon Grundy was cool.
Like, for me, that kind of, like, echoed a certain game that I love. Kind of like when I played Parker 3.
Oh my fucking god.
Is that one of my favorite
dude,
moments?
Dude, serious?
God of War?
Yeah.
I fucking annihilated those fucking challenges. Fuck no, dude. There was only one Predator challenge that was pissing me off. It was the last one.
I haven't done any of that shit.
No, dude, the last Predator challenge is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then, like, when you do like, you do campaigns of them, so, like, oh, man, I already completed them all with Batman. Those shits were easy. But, you have there's the last four are just, like, one of them is pure combat, pure Predator, pure Predator, but they're all extreme.
Mm.
So, like, you need, like, 70,000 points. Fucking got, like, a million. Fucking blew those things out of the water. And then you have to, like, put power-ups or down power-ups? Power downs?
What?
Yeah, like, for the campaign missions. Like, yeah. So, like, one of them was, like, you start with less health. I just kept picking that because, like, you have to use all of them across all three missions. Like, you can only use them once, but they all have to be used at a certain point. But, like, when you're doing the Predator ones, like, there's ones like, oh, like, you can't use silent takedowns. But, like, in combat, it's like, you can't, like, it doesn't show you the counter.
Yeah.
But, like, if you played Arkham Asylum or you played Batman enough, you know when they're gonna attack.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, oh, really? But, and then there's one where it's like the one I kept liking and hating at the same time is like, there's a protective aura around one enemy. So, like, right when you get into him, like, you've been waiting, like, 20 minutes just to get this takedown. And then, like, right when he's walking under, just aura. Fuck you, game. You the fucking dick. But no, like, they were easy, and then I did all the cat wounds for some reason, because it wasn't an achievement. It pissed me off after I finished them, I was like, nope, nothing. Oh, okay, kill myself.
Yeah, those don't need to be done.
And but I didn't get to see the scarecrow thing. Like, when you go to the boat, when you use the frequency thing, like, I just didn't do that. But other than that, I mean, like, that game was really easy. Frighteningly easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt it too, since, like, I beat Arkham Asylum on hard.
Like, and then when I finished I was just like, so I was like, so Clayface is like the next bad guy? Cause he falls in the Lazarus pit, and it does in fact get zapped like right when he falls in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Clayface is coming back forever.
But that would be cool, I love Clayface, it's my favorite villain.
Yeah, and then when like Joker dies, I was just like,
oh, the spoilers.
Spoiler to what? Really fucking game that's been out for fucking a while now?
Spoiler to a non-canon, like, Batman universe. Someone's thumping
the table and it sounds terrible.
Nobody's thumping table, dude. That's me thumping foot. That's me thumping boot.
Yeah, well, it sounds terrible.
Oh, well, what's it called? No, like, there's always that one moment in the game when you know something's not right. Like, in fucking Black Ops, it was the rat's nest part.
Yeah.
In this one, it's when Joker's looking in the mirror. And, like, one side you see him all fucked up, but when he turns around, like, he's completely normal. And I was like, yeah, there's something up here.
Really? I was like, holy fuck, it did work.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I was just like, there's no way, like, there's something wrong. Like,
yeah.
No. I didn't suspect for a second, I was like, oh, that's Joker. Yeah. Like, that's not Joker. Like, I just suspected, like, something, I was like, ah, yeah, like, he was never sick.
Exactly, I thought that he just, like, wiped it off or something.
Yeah, but then, and then when it was Clayface, I wasn't shocked. I was just like, oh. Proceeded to beat the shit out of the Clayface. You know what's annoying? That last one when he keeps coming out and like shooting all that gay shit at you,
yeah.
But then you have like the little gay guys coming at you.
Yeah.
And I mean, like the niggas is one hit. I'm just fucking annoying. Like, in order to keep the combo going, I had to like literally like take time to punch one. Because like I was just killing them all and then like nothing. Nothing on screen. I had to wait for him to come up and be like, homie.
What was he gonna say, man?
And then I've been playing a lot of Halo 3. Oh,
Halo 3 still good?
Like,
multiplayer or campaign?
Oh, both. Like, I jumped into campaign, and I was just like, I remember every secret still. Like, I did not forget a single thing. And then I started playing multiplayer, and I was like, I was enjoying the dicks out of it. And then I remember that Halo 3 always had that, like, one problem with multiplayer. And that was that, like, since it doesn't have dedicated servers, like, hosts can always be, like, such a shitty thing at certain points.
Oh.
Yeah. So like hose grabbing is just like, oh fuck. That was the only bad thing though. I still remember everything about that fucking game.
Yeah. I remember the maps of Halo 3 being pretty good.
Yeah, and then like while during when it was free, now World of Kefling is free. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Downloaded it anyway though, because it's free. I am not gonna turn down a free game. But no, like, yeah, like the multiplayer maps are on sale and I was just like, oh.
Does anybody have a problem with
Yes.
The PlayStation 4, like, requiring you to have PlayStation Plus for online play. Is that bothering you?
Did we talk about this? This was, like, something that was bound to happen.
Yeah, no, but, like, yeah, it was, but, like, is that bothering anybody here?
It doesn't bother me because PlayStation Plus, you get so much more out of it anyway.
So it's like, actually, there's no problem with it. Just get Plus.
I think it is sort of scumbaggy the way that they sort of whispered it after saying everything else that was awesome about PlayStation Plus so that people forgot that they even mentioned it.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
what
I mean,
they should have done is, like, peppered it in the middle.
At its worst, you
just have to be like, you kind of need PlayStation Plus to play online. But look at Chuy, like, you get all these free games and shit, and like it's fucking crazy, like, you can be gay.
So, like, for me,
that's the thing, though. That's always gonna go back to, like, oh, you need, like, back to PS3 and Xbox 360, like, oh, well, you need an Xbox Live account to play online, whereas in PS3, you need, you don't need anything.
Yeah, but now the...
It always comes back down to, like, well, like, I really don't care.
Like, exactly, but now the argument's gonna be like, oh, well, PlayStation Plus, it's still so much better than Gold. Like, you get more free games than, like, on the Xbox. Like, you get 2 a month, no?
Huh? Mm-hmm. 2 a month, and then, like, crazy fucking sales, like, every fucking week.
Yeah.
And, like, with PS Plus, like, I didn't see as many sales as, like, a...
Yeah, but you still get a shit ton of games and, like, more new...
There's always a sale that PlayStation Plus gets a benefit on, but it's never, like, oh, today's crazy week, or this week's theme sale on Xbox is...
See, like,
Castlevania.
There's daily deals, and then there's fucking weekly deals, so it's, like, fucking crazy, like, oh my god, I'm saving so much money, I need to buy all these games.
Yeah, that's how Microsoft gets you.
Yeah.
I'm saving so much money, I need to spend all this money.
That's what pissed me off, like, like, a week before fucking Halo 3 was free, they're like, oh, Halo 3's on sale. I was like, really?
Yeah.
If a fucking dumbass buys that, they fucking deserve to lose money. I hope it fucking charges them $60 for that. But now, like, I don't know, it's always gonna go back to that argument, like, oh, well, you needed to pay for Xbox Live. Wow. Who cares? If you drop the money for a PS3, you might as well fucking have.
If you drop the money for an Xbox, because the Xbox is more expensive, right?
The Xbox
One is fire. Is
oh my god, this is getting out of hand.
This is still going back, though, to that day one edition. There's no way they're going to be like, yeah, it's $500 forever.
Yeah.
They're going to do a price drop for it. It's going to be like the day two.
$200. Maybe not that soon, but at some point next year, like, you'll probably be able to buy it for a good chunk of money cheaper, like, without the Kinect or something.
Yeah. They
went back and took all that out. You don't need the Kinect plugged in. Games don't need to use the Kinect.
Yeah, that'd be really... I always like using the Kinect at your house, because it was just like... Ah! Like, it's just funny to, like, see it, like, catch you, and you're just like...
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, home screen. But, I don't know. I'm completely indifferent to paying, because, like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Not paying money, but, like, the benefits of being...
I did totally call it, though, in that whole recent internet uproar between which console was the most powerful. Like, well, no shit, the signs were evident a mile away that the PS4 had... The PS4 is made of the stronger parts, and it's still $100 cheaper. And so the week before launch is when people decide to report on this. And in the stupidest way... Oh, Call of Duty Ghosts renders at 720 on the Xbox One and 1080
literally
on the PS4.
Not even difference. It looks brighter on the fucking 360, like on the Xbox One. That's it. It looks a little darker on the PS4.
That's what they were saying, like, that. Yeah. You shouldn't just invest into a next-gen console now, because, like, they were just, like, looking at... I can't remember what the point I was watching. It was, like, showing the differences between it. Like, they were so slight that it was just, like, there's no reason to buy one right away.
With the way that, like, dev cycles work, I'm pretty sure we won't even see a game that was honestly designed for next-gen for, like, a year.
Like, my brother's, like, he was, like, I don't understand why the fuck people are, like... Are, like, gonna put, like, waiting to buy Call of Duty on Xbox, and it's just the same shit. It's just, like, a little prettier. Like, it's like, I'll buy an Xbox One and a Call of Duty when they make the Call of Duty tailored to, like, the...
That goes back Xbox to, like, that makes sense. Why am I gonna keep paying for Call of Duty when I can play the previous gen Call of Duty and keep playing the same game?
Well, because of what happened this gen. Like, at some point, it's gonna happen. Call of Duty wasn't always...
Call of Duty.
Like... It wasn't always the Modern Warfare that we get every year now. Before that, Call of Duty was a very different game. And then with the more powerful consoles, like Call of Duty 2 came out on 360, and then
3
came out, but like once there had been enough of a time gap between it, that's when they finally put the old hardware to shame, or like to rest, and then they built a game that was meant for the 360 and the PS4, and then it was this fucking crazy thing. And so, like, you know for a fact that at some point games are gonna be interesting again. Like, even of the same series, like, there's gonna be a jump, but it's not gonna be,
kinda want them
to it go wasn't back. Gonna be Ghosts.
I'm kinda wanting to go back to World War II. I love that era. Like, everyone's like, oh, everyone complained, you heard the complaints, like, oh, we're tired of World War II shit, like, let's go to something new.
And
like,
now they see
Modern Warfare. Now they go to the new thing and they're like, well, we hate this. Like, it's so boring.
Yeah.
Go back to...
Black Ops, like,
dude,
was Black a refresher, Wings. Like, because it was like, oh, this is a Cold War. And it was good. That was like, I think that was good.
I started it and after I did, oh, we fucked this fucking...
No, not Black Ops 2. Black Ops 1. Black Ops 2 is so good, dude.
I still really think that, like, the next big thing, if...
It's gonna be Black Ops 3.
No, if, and I really hope it catches those Call of Duty numbers, is Titanfall.
Yes.
If anything is gonna...
There goes Michael.
If anything is gonna change Call of Duty, like, it kinda has to be that game.
What about Battlefield?
Battlefield. I'm always telling me that Call of Duty Ghost is trying to be too much like it.
Call of Duty Ghost?
Yeah, cause there's like, in Battlefield 3, isn't there like a mission where you're just like on tanks through the desert?
Vehicle missions have always been like a part of
Battlefield. But like in Call of Duty...
Just vehicles in general have always been a part of Battlefield.
But like in Ghost, like...
Yeah!
Like,
oh, that's right, that's right.
Like
yeah.
in Ghost, you're like you right. could like tell like, I mean, I'll be less pretty than
just fucking
Battlefield.
Cut into it, just fucking...
But like, no, I mean, cause like Battlefield, well, that, like, cause I saw like the gameplay for like when they're like on the tanks and shit, that looks way prettier than what Ghost did, but it looked almost exactly the same. Like, I was like, what, they're just trying to like do
it's
this.
It's more like, oh, like, what can we do that already hasn't been done? Like, oh, it's fucking tanks, let's do tanks.
Even though that it's the first tank mission since World at War.
Helicopters? Let's do helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Boats? Let's do boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes.
Why don't they do submarine missions? They need to stop fucking around and do a submarine mission already.
They haven't?
They've done submarine.
Like, full-on submarine-on-submarine action.
Oh, no.
Oh. Just full-on docking.
Like the
other.
AC-130, but a submarine?
Yeah, why didn't they fucking AC-130 battles and shit?
Dude, just... that's pirate ships battles, but in
the sky. Yes, see?
That'd be cool.
Full-on space station missions. Where you're flying a space station, fucking, like, communist Russia is, like, fucking flying their space station to your space station, and you need to navigate around the world or whatever, and it's like you gotta fly them into the sun.
Like, it's dumb.
Why don't they do that?
People are like, oh, cool, like, the guns are firing in space. Like, well, like, if you look at the gun, like, when you're playing the game, like, that gun has all these stupid shit on it to make it, like, oh, like, it's scientific that it can shoot in space.
Like, look at all the
actually,
colors on it.
Actually, I read up on that specifically.
Yeah.
It turns out that no matter what, no matter like how it's outfitted, guns actually work better in space.
Yeah, because they don't slow down.
No, but just because of the way like bullets fire, it has nothing to do with like Earth and gravity and the atmosphere. It's all just like contact and then an explosion and then that makes the bullet go. So because out in space there's like no resistance, bullets actually go better in space.
It's true.
Bullets go better.
It's true because there's sessions in that game where like they're in space and then they're like in the water, like and like
they're wait, bullet, they're like, in space and then they're in the water.
Like they're in space and then like a later mission, they're like underwater and shit, and like the bullets you fire underwater, like boom. They're slower, but like in space, when those are like happening,
like he aims down sights and they're dead already.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, dude. Call it, like this, is, like even he was like, Ghost is like, I don't know, dude. It's
just, you know, it'd be cool.
It's so weird. The multiplayer's like,
you know, it'd be cool if they gave like Call of Duty like a Fallout 2 twist, where you didn't have to kill anybody. You could just pass the game by making everybody kill themselves. Trust me, you don't want to kill me, but
you'd much rather kill yourself.
But you've done plenty of bad things in life. Like, look at your wife; she's suffering, and then like they just kill themselves. So that'd be cool.
It's fucking hardcore, dude.
Why don't they just make like? Why don't they just like merge? Oh,
why don't they just change the control scheme?
I was just gonna be like, why don't they just like merge like Splinter Cell with Call of Duty? And then I remembered why they'll never do that.
Why?
Really? See that dumbass question?
Yeah, why?
It was almost as stupid as me asking why don't they don't merge Splinter Cell and Call of Duty? Ah, like I don't know. This some like into a fucking
Tom Clancy's dead.
How about that dog?
Riley?
Yeah.
How about that dog?
My brother said that he actually helped a lot.
I heard that the dog is only relevant.
Like 3 minutes of the game.
Well, like, from what I saw, the dog wasn't in it until, like, the end.
So and much for the dog AI. Yeah. For that dog AI.
So much for that emergence dog gameplay.
Dude, but, like, that's so stupid. Like, my brother...
How much of the fish AI did you see?
It was nothing, dude. Like, the fish were getting this close to me and, like...
If we're starting to nitpick things that we personally find stupid about ghosts, it is that you're a soldier enlisted in the force. And you just so happen to be in a squad of elite soldiers.
Do you know what I'm
talking about? Where your other squad mate is your brother, and your commander is your dad.
That's a little bot. Like, oh yeah, I signed up, but I want to be with them. Like, if I'm not with them, I quit. So you can go with them, you baby.
Spoilers, the dad is cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You might have wanted to have said, spoiler. The dad gets killed. Nah, spoilers, the dad gets killed.
Spoiler, Riley is a sleeper agent.
Nah, Riley's cool.
You guys are talking about Riley, but the last Riley character I played was in fucking Resistance.
You know what the last... Oh, wait, from Brain Space?
Yeah.
I think you say Riley from Pacific Rim.
No way. How crazy was it that Ra's al Ghul was the bad guy the whole time in Arkham City? I just remember...
No, but yeah, what you were saying about the fish eye, hardly even there. Like, my brother got close to him, and he was, like, in them. Like, you know how you can clip through shit?
Oh, he's in them, he's like...
Ah. Like, he was like...
Like, take that, you little fish. Like, straight away. That's AI for you.
They were dumb. There's sharks that kill you, though.
But are they also equally dumb? Like, can you be in them, too?
No, like, you get close to them, and there's like a jaw moment. Like,
Oh, fuck.
Dude, your guy does nothing to stalk. He has a knife.
Wait, like this does it give you like, does it give you the same interaction like Modern Warfare give you like when a dog jumps your ass?
No, it's an
instant kill. And you're just like, ah,
oh,
bitch.
No. Oh shit. I just got a really, really good idea. What if next gen Call of Duty is a sandbox where you have a story objective, but you have like Far Cry 3 openness to like achieve it.
They have Just Cause 2 world openness to a Call of Duty game and just like you just gotta kill people.
Yeah, like, you're dropped in with the squad, and your goal is to, like, military the hell out of that island.
Just had the martial law to fuck out of those people. That'd be cool.
When am I gonna finally get to see my Jurassic Park game?
See, then that'd be cool because then, like, it's like you're quarantining an area, and then, like, a little update, and it's like, niggas is running rampage over here.
Like Freedom Fighters HD.
Yeah, so yeah. Then,
let's make it that.
And then, like, you go over there, and then they're like, oh, well, like, back here, like, people are going crazy. And then, like, it's squad command. But it's impossible because, like, all the enemies are just camping the shit out of your spawn. Like, fucking Dragonfire's waiting for you to fucking, like, ooh! Fuck those squad command missions.
How long until that becomes a thing, too? Until... Call of Duty gives up on their campaign because they essentially have.
And then they just move to squad command. And then
just they just move to making the multiplayer way more interesting. Like, they could keep their modes and shit, but then have like a server-based multiplayer mode where it's like one really big map and like two factions constantly fighting over it.
That'd be fucking cool.
Like Mag?
Yeah, or
except like, more successful.
Yeah. Yeah, Planet Side.
Yeah.
Planet Side is successful as fuck. Yeah. It's being ported to the PS4.
Free play?
Yeah.
Nice. See? They should do that.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, like, so...
We're giving you money, Activision.
We're giving you money ideas right here. You better fucking, like...
You should follow us on Twitter. At Tits Topside.
Why
at
the Good
Jambi.
It's not Tits Topside.
At Rick Topside.
It's Dick Strangler.
At the Good Jambi. At the Twitch XXV. At the Fats Michael.
228.
Or at the Fats
2882.
Oh.
Because it's like 28 is his favorite number and then 82 is it backwards. So
I love that you remember that.
It says not favorite number backwards. What are the games I've been playing?
Oh, I thought that was it. Like, I was already saying that our follower to follow.
Oh, no. So I've been playing like a dick ton of games.
Jesus. Oh, that's right, Jay was in
here. Yeah, he wasn't here for 90% of the cast.
God damn it.
So we just talked about Pokemon.
I haven't been playing the Puppeteer, because...
Have you finished it?
Didn't you hear what I said? I haven't been playing the Puppeteer. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty as always. Like, I don't know why I've been playing so much Call of Duty.
Because you're playing with friends, dude.
No, I was playing by myself. Oh, really? Until they, like, I was just going fucking ham. Yeah. First game, I went like 30-2, and I was like, I don't even feel good about myself.
Yeah, every day when I get home, I think about playing a little bit of Gears 3.
We never finished fucking...
Oh my god.
Dude, we're at like Wave 49. Dude, that was
can't
fun.
Do it.
That was ridiculous.
Fuckers always just like, came up.
Just like, it's
always just me and Franco there.
It's just like, oh, like, okay, like, what's the opening big boss? A Brumac? Okay, we're not gonna win.
Yeah.
Just everybody run out and fucking die.
Dude, this is impossible.
You know what the worst part was? Is like, when we were just like in that little room, just everybody's like shooting out and just like looking in. Fucking dead. Oh. I think I traded that game at, which one? Gears 3. But I don't think I did because I always play with Alta.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. Now we play multiplayer. Dude, fucking like bots. So we feel good when we win, like, and by a shit ton, and we're just like, fuck you, the other team. Bots. But yeah, I feel good.
What else have you been playing, James?
What else have I been playing? Like I said, I've been playing a lot of things, though. I went back to Minecraft for a bit. I went back to Minecraft.
Does one really go back to Minecraft?
Just one, one never really leaves Minecraft. Like, I revisited Minecraft, and then, like, I just did the tutorial world to find the Tower of Pimps. And then I did that, and then I realized, like, there's so much more to the fucking tutorial world. There's so much shit in the tutorial world that I didn't even know about. So, like, I was playing the tutorial world for a bit, and then, like, the new updates, well, like, the update that I got was fucking awesome.
Like, did they add all that stuff that they put into the PC version? Like, horses and such?
There's not horses. It was more like nature-based updates. So, like, now there's forests.
There's different kinds of forests.
They're like in-game forests where it's like actually packed, trees packed and like it blocks up the sun and shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's like a bunch of new shit too. That was the only thing. I was just like, I didn't want to play Minecraft. Skip. But now like, Minecraft is always cool to fucking play.
I saw a cool deleted scene out of the Wolverine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he die?
No, it just sets him up to wear like the comic book costume in Days of Future Past.
What?
Did they cut
his hand off?
No.
Wasn't that Thor?
What? Oh, they don't cut Thor's hand off.
No.
They cut Rick's hand off.
They cut Thor's hand off? Loki cut his hand off?
No.
No.
You know whose hand they cut off? They cut off Luke Skywalker's hand.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Are you sure you're not confusing him for Luke Skywalker, Michael?
Yeah. No. Are you sure Han shot first?
Jesus fucking Christ. This is fucking possible.
Oh man. Loki. Loki is better than Batman.
Like Tom Hiddleston or like fucking Loki?
Both.
Like, better than Christian Bale?
Tom Hiddleston is a better actor than Christian Bale or better than Ben Affleck. And Loki is a better comic book character than Batman.
Dude, what about Ben Affleck?
I don't know.
What about Ben Affleck?
What about... He's gonna be
I have nothing against him.
Dude.
So, I just hope it's a good movie.
What if he's a way better Batman than Christian Bale ever was? And then they're just like, why didn't we cast fucking Ben Affleck from the beginning?
And then Christian Bale kills himself.
I doubt he knew.
Will he be a better Batman than Jack Nicholson was a Joker?
No.
Or Danny DeVito was a penguin?
Dude, they need to stop bullshitting and be a Danny DeVito Deadpool.
Where's my Cable Deadpool buddy cop movie?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger as Cable and Samuel L. Jackson as Deadpool.
What?
Let's see.
Dude. Tell me you wouldn't want to see that, Michael.
I would love to see that.
No, it's gotta have Marky Mark in it.
Marky Mark gets to play Arnold.
Oh,
Playhead.
Dude, Marky Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
He can be fucking Cable. And then Deadpool can be played by,
Zach
Galifianakis.
Exactly. Zach Galifianakis.
No, by, Chris Evans.
Dude.
Chris Evans is already too many comic book characters.
Or by,
I know, why is there an uproar in, like, the internet that, like,
I love your roar.
About Deadpool being, what's his name? You just said it.
Ryan Reynolds?
Why is everyone against that?
They weren't against it. They just like butchered that character.
Well, yeah, people are against what
Deadpool's origins being poopy.
Yeah. Like they straight up took a shit.
That ain't fucking Ryan Reynolds' fault though.
No.
It's not.
In fact, like there have been multiple sort of panels of Deadpool's books where he refers to himself as being
an ugly mixture of what? A cancer patient and Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds wants it to happen, too.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be like a really hard movie, though.
No,
it couldn't be PG-13. How could it possibly be PG-13?
Easy.
From what I heard, Ryan Reynolds is sort of like feels burnt on comic book movies because he was Deadpool in a movie that butchered Deadpool, and then he was the Green Lantern in a movie that butchered the Green Lantern.
Never seen that movie.
Maybe it's just Ryan Reynolds' luck.
Like, they're gonna recast him as somebody else and just be like, come on, what are you doing?
Five laps, are you fucking moving around? Don't even fuck with me. And then there was that teaser posted by the actor who's playing the Green Arrow in that TV show.
Uh-huh.
Like, he put up an old comic book, like, it wasn't even a panel from a book, it looked like a promo for, like, the next issue of the Justice League, like, 60s era Justice League, that was like, Green Arrow joins the team. So, that could be a hint to either, like, the Justice League, well, the show, at some point will incorporate the Justice League, or, like, maybe he will be the Green Arrow in the Justice League movie.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's a lot of movies, I think, that.
Well, they don't... Because of the way that, like,
unless they straight up do what the Avengers did, just like, oh, like, Black Widow and fucking Hawkeye, they don't get backstory. So yeah, you just know that they're part of the team.
Black Widow got herself,
her backstory was spread out through, like, four movies.
No, just
through Iron Man 2. But I mean, like, she didn't get her own fucking movie. And neither
she
did.
She doesn't need
neither
it.
Neither did Hawkeye.
Hawkeye doesn't. Hawkeye just got that, like, 5 second part in fucking Thor.
Yeah.
That's all he really needed.
Yeah.
Fuck Clint.
And phase 2 and phase 3 of the Marvel movies are gonna be crazy, dude.
I'm surprised at, like, the lack of emphasis they're putting on phase 2 and how fucking pedal to the metal they're headed towards phase 3.
Yeah. Cause, I mean, what's
there's like, been...
Avengers 2, they're gonna fight Ultron, isn't it?
Yeah. The Avengers 2 is called Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And there has been zero lead up to Ultron in any of the movies so far. But, hey... Thor. Fucking Infinity Gems, y'all.
Right, dude. No spoilers to these guys, but Thor has like, in the first Thor, you see the Infinity Gauntlet.
All Infinity, you're gone.
Avengers ends with the fucking shot of Thanos just like, ooh, suddenly goes up here.
So, yeah.
Lady Death's open on the D.
I don't believe. Like, why did they not want to? Maybe it's all the ruse, baby. Maybe Thanos is like
maybe the Thanos isn't like an Ultron costume.
No, like
because like
they're
trying to
like maybe this is like a code name or something because they're not even introducing Ant-Man until after the Avengers 2.
How are you gonna put Thanos? That nigga kills everybody. Why should I have the universe?
Well, hey, they challenged him first. Remember what that Cthulhu dude said?
Yeah,
he's like to challenge them is to challenge death. Like, come on,
Cthulhu.
Yeah, the Cthulhu looking motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that the Collector?
No.
The one you're talking about?
The Collector was the guy in that one scene.
Yeah, the guy in that one scene.
I don't know why I'm thinking about it.
Have you seen Thor 2 yet?
Nah, but I know the spoilers. I know what's going on.
Collector? Comes in? No. Okay, cool.
Just gonna ignore what you said. Yeah. You don't want to spoil it. Yeah,
thanks, man.
This guy won't spoil it.
Well, I don't know. Do like, the things that don't have anything to do with the plot of the movie, are those spoilers? Like, the stuff that just sets up, like, the rest of the Marvel Universe?
That's all I can remember.
Or is that, like, a given? Like,
I think you know it's gonna happen. Like, the only spoiler might be like, oh, well, who's it gonna be? Oh, gee, I wonder now.
I wanna see fucking... The only movie I wanna see is Captain America 2.
No, I'm... God, that...
The movie looks
the thing... Too. The things from Thor 2 make me really, really excited for what Guardians of the Galaxy could possibly be.
Isn't it supposed to be like a comedy? Like a crazy action-adventure comedy?
It's...
Yeah, Rickety Rackety Spittoon.
Oh, man, yeah. Rocket Raccoon.
Played by Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Yep, this is the movie. Movie of the generation.
And Vin Diesel's is gonna be the big dude. What's his name?
Oh, Drax?
No. That's Batista.
No, fuck yeah. Okay, I can see that.
But the big dude, the one that looks like an ant. Like the
Groot.
Yeah, that's Vin Diesel.
Is Groot. No fucking way, dude. Is he gonna have like a triple X tattoo on the back of his
head? No, he's gonna wear goggles the entire time.
Is he gonna have his, like, Ulocks?
You haven't seen that picture where it shows, like, all of them, like, in art form, like, concept art of what they all look like? Like, it shows, like, Drax and Shuri looks like Batista.
I can see Drax being David Batista.
Mm-hmm. Like, on the set of Fast 7 or whatever the fuck, they, like, show, like, they show Vin Diesel, like, on stilts, just trying to play, like, act out the role of that dude, like, cause he's tall as one, you know. What's he doing on stilts?
He's being a tree, nigga!
Like everybody else is, like, reading lines, like, in, like, near a car, and he's just, like, on top of these stilts looking like a Tomahawk, and he's like...
He's being a tree.
Well, yeah, Vin Diesel doesn't need to rehearse his lines for fucking Fast and Furious movies.
He knows.
He wrote the damn thing.
He knows.
Vin Diesel's cool.
Not really, but at least he knows. I'll give him that much. But well, yeah, like, as far as, like, movies that sort of establish the shit going on in, like, the Marvel movie universe, Thor is right up there paralleling, like, the Avengers, as far as, like, how wide open they make things.
Yeah.
And did they mention whether or not, like, the What's It Core was gonna be a part of Guardians of the Galaxy?
The Nova Core?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Isn't Nova supposed to be in?
Yeah, like, would Nova be in it? Because they have,
core,
they have a handful of, like, a couple of different Novas to choose from now.
I don't think the whole core would be in there.
Maybe a Nova and a mention of the core.
Michael, I don't know. I can't look away. I'm in second place.
So you can, like, go like...
Like, oh, fuck yes. Turbo bitches!
That's a rip.
Yeah, no, I want to keep talking.
Yeah, motherfucker, you missed
this. This is the part of the show where we keep talking about how awesome Loki was in Thor, dude.
No, this is the part where we just bullshit the rest of the show.
Oh, even though we don't have to.
I just want to watch Pacific Rim already.
I'm fucking doing Pacific Rim.
Well, yeah, we can't watch Pacific Rim because the sun will be up by the time the movie ends.
Yeah, I can't work. It's 2:30. Yeah, that's it.